I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're live for a very special Tuesday edition of the Black Guy Who Tips. Well, we have some of our favorite guests. Yes. Period. You know them. I know them. We know them. It's the crew from Three Guys On. What's going on over there, Andy?
What's going on? It's hot as shit. That's what's going on.
It's been raining here all day, so
it's cool over here.
You know what? I'm upstairs at a townhouse, and this is just like,
there you go. I hated that.
I'm changing my thermostat on my phone right now as we speak.
That's what I hated about the townhouse.
It's this particular room for whatever reason. Plus, I'm about 2 months overdue for a haircut, and I can tell because of how hot my head feels. Yeah. I'm at that point, so I think I might have to cut it myself tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, man, you might have to bite the bullet, man. Then, of course, we got my man Randolph Terrence in the crib. Hey. What's going on, man?
I'm on the third floor, and it's actually cool up here, but we got the back door open and then the windows open, so we got a cross breeze. And I was sitting out on the balcony. It's not bad.
He has a shaved head, too, so it could be coincidence. But
that's one thing. I am bald, so it does help, you know. Although we lost power earlier today for a couple of hours. So
Well, I'm glad it's
working there for a minute.
Glad it's working, man, in time for you to get here. And then, of course, we got my man Tim Miller, the third of the Three Guys On, Mr. Trying to Raise a Daughter. What's going on, man?
What's happening? How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great, man. I'm glad you can make it.
It's been so long.
It has, man. It has. But, you know, that's what Dorona gave us. It took everything away, but it gave us each other.
Right? Because we got all types of people. Because I looked at him, I said, when the last time we had all three of them all? He was like, I don't remember. I was like, it's been years.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that Dorona is Thanos? And we're the Scarlet Witch. everything.
I feel like Dorona, like this is the side of the people that got snapped in the Avengers. Like they was just hanging out doing podcasts and playing spades and shit. 5 years later, it's like, oh shit, man, on your left, Cap. My bad. Oh man, but it's great to have y'all, man, as always. Let me just say, like, if you guys have not been listening, Three Guys On, they put out shows weekly, normally two a week. They just started going live for their premium people, and because I'm a premium subscriber on their Patreon, you know, every once in a while I'll just hop on and be like, you know, I came to watch, to be honest.
Yeah, but then at some point
Randolph started being like, Rod, you ready to come? I'm like, yeah. Okay, I guess I should put on
start
a shirt
and pick up your sweats.
Yeah. So I've been and I'll be putting out one of these posts soon, but I've been doing a lot of like guest spots over there and stuff. And you know, before the Rona really hit, I had sent them like an invite to come be on our show. But it was, you know how it is. It's just stuff be happening. Everybody got different stuff. And then like the Rona said, sit your ass down. And so now everybody is here, man, including Tim, man. So I'm just happy y'all are here, man.
I know. Tim always be missing in action. Everybody like, did he die? What happened?
that's how they ask. Did he die? Oh, well. Anyway.
He was looking kind of slim. I hope nothing wrong with him. Yeah. So, man, first of all, what have y'all been talking about over there, Three Guys On, during the Rona, and how y'all been, like, getting through Trump's economy, Rona, Trump,
and then police here and there,
and then back to Trump, Rona, Trump,
yeah,
police. There's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Dominique said feet and ass. We were talking about feet and ass. Thank you. We did do that. We did talk about feet and ass.
I missed that.
Yeah, we had to battle me and Frankie French had the battle of the asses.
Mm-hmm. Got yanked off of YouTube.
We did get yanked off YouTube. It's weird.
That's when you know you made it.
What's the battle? What was the battle?
Who had the better eye for asses?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I would have won that one.
Yeah. Who had the better? It's called Ass-tastica. It was Ass-tastica. Who had the better eye?
Frankie had. She had a whole thing. She had a lesson plan. We got syllabuses.
She
pictures of asses with arrows pointing to different parts of the ass.
Right.
To demonstrate what's good and what's bad about that ass. No one stood a chance.
Is she a dimply ass person, or is she, does she have to be smooth?
She's about the line. She's about the ass line under the leg joining the thigh.
Yes.
I had to school her on that the heels will make a shelf and will create that. If you take the heels away, then that disappears. Mm-hmm. I had to school her on that line. Now, she was claiming that she won, but like I said, it didn't matter. We all won.
Because anytime you talk about ass, most people are in, and the thing is, there's a difference between a fat ass and a wide ass, and that all is contingent on your genes, because genes will fool you. They have genes that actually make the ass cheek squeeze together. You be like, oh, she got a big ass, but then you look, you be like, no, baby, that's just flat.
Yeah, it's so weird though, because like people get very upset about those jeans, and they get upset about yoga pants and shit. They're like, these motherfuckers trying to trick me, but I'm like, I'm not having sex with that person. I like that they ass look good in them jeans. Like, that was the extent of our transaction, was just that. It's, why y'all acting like you went home with her and then got surprised? Like, be mad. If she tricked you that way, then be mad. But if not, you just let it go.
And y'all know what?
I'm going to be honest. All that trickery, once I get you home, it don't matter.
That's the other part.
It don't matter. And the thing is, most men, I turn funny, they're not really judging. They're like, does it function? Does it work?
Right.
Like, you know, that's all that really matters.
I mean, even if your girl did have, like, the not right shape ass and she had the dope jeans, when you out the house, she got the jeans on, so you still look like the man. So, like, what's the problem? I don't understand what the issue is.
Unless I take those jeans off and you just disintegrate like Sandman or some shit like that.
If it was like a I'm gonna get you sucker, then man,
yeah, okay,
okay, right. Right.
We're like popped off like this. Okay.
Don't make like those.
Those old science class experiments where they would have the same volume of liquid, but it'll be in like a tall, thin tube or a short, wide tube.
Yes.
But it's the same amount of ass.
That's all that matters.
In different areas.
And y'all know what? The Rona is actually beneficial to everybody, particularly men that stay at home with women, because I was joking about this, and I meant this. I don't know when the last time I actually had on the bra or shoes. I wear like yoga pants because there's no reason for me to actually dress up. So, you know, there's a lot of titties flapping and ass just everywhere because she ain't got to dress up and go nowhere. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Since bras have become optional, there is a lot of, while we're hugging, let me just raise your shirt up and raise my shirt up.
So. Right. You know?
they're optional now. Right. And you know what's funny, Randolph? I've seen people on the internet when this first started happening talking about women in their bras, and women just was like flooding that line going, do you know I'm not wearing bra? Like, the fuck is a bra? I only wear it because society will actually be like, put on the bra. I'm at home now. Sales of bras are going down, and I don't know if they're ever coming back. You know, you might have women that just do pasties and keep it pushing moving forward if they can, because they like, I don't feel like being strapped up. I tell men it's the equivalent of you just wearing something strapped up on your bowels all the time. Everywhere you go, it's just strapped up and it's just holding it really, really tight. And you have to have it on all the time. And you can't take it off till you get home. That's what a bra is. It's like strapping me up.
Some people pay for that. You never know.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Some people like that.
Yeah, they end up like strap these balls up.
Pull them up, girl.
I do boxer briefs. So
yeah,
watch the briefs.
I mean, you gotta let it hang a little bit.
And the support at the same time,
right? You know, I'm glad we're out of the 80s. You know, there's no bikini brief movement.
Know.
You know, that shit was lame. Remember, basketball shorts used to be all tight. Like, glad we moved past that bullshit.
Oh yeah, I remember the booty quarter shorts that the basketball players used to wear. I mean. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, a lot of ass was out.
A lot of thighs, you know.
What y'all know about biker shorts in the club, though? What y'all know about that?
Mm-hmm. Cameo?
Yes! The biker shorts with the stripe down the side.
That was the look in the
90s.
Randolph was straight up
Rhythm Nation right there.
Come on!
Randolph was down in Texas like, Kanye!
Ow!
Ow!
You can make it work.
Come on.
I'm going to have my high box too. Yeah.
Doing the running man. That's the dancing back then was a workout. You needed to wear exercise clothes.
Yeah. Randolph was out there. What have you done for me lately?
It was Groove Me by Gary. If Groove Me came on, it was over.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you was, this is how we do it. Hey!
That was the age of an R&B song meant you could dance to it, but you also had to be able to like dance to it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just slow dancing. It was like, oh, you don't know which R&B song about to come on. You might have to go in there and bust a sweat. To earn her love.
The best part though was the slow set. They did like 3 slow sets a night, I would think. It would be like 3, where they would do like 4 slow songs back to back.
Right.
So you'd be sweating hard, and then you would just press your sweaty thinking
up against your shirt.
Like nobody cares.
Pull your shirt up, girl. Come on.
Yes. We all funky in here today.
This one is for all the couples.
Bless up against each other.
Go on, grab that girl you've been humping on all night. Always and forever.
Yes! Her relaxer done sweated out. The press and curl gone.
Right. You're going to go home and have some might as well sex after that. Yep. We already done fucked up.
We already did it. Yeah. We did everything else.
I got all your fluids on me.
Right. Yeah.
I know I didn't sweat.
All the droplets.
Whatever I got, you got.
I know I didn't sweat this perm out for nothing.
Fluids?
That was back when men and women sweated out perms.
Come on. Everybody sweated out a perm.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't sweat this perm out on a Saturday for nothing.
For nothing.
Okay? We going home.
I can remember.
I look good when I first walk in. Not when I leave.
You would see a brother with a blazer on with a sweat stain under his blazer sleeve. I remember those days.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Looking like Roy Williams trying to coach in the Duke.
Yep.
In the Duke Stadium and shit.
Yep. Coming in there with them silk shirts on. You'd be like, did nobody tell you that wasn't appropriate?
Oh man, silk shirts. That was the worst.
No, I was never much of a club goer, but did people really have like in the movies where a song starts and like 4 dudes have a routine ready?
Oh, yes. That was real.
Like they practice to go to the club.
That's a real thing.
When I was in the Army, it was so segregated. When the South music came, I had a crew of South dudes. So it was me, it was a cat from Alabama, a dude from Florida, and another dude from North Carolina. And then we would go out when they started playing Master P and all the South shit. And then when they started playing Mobb Deep, all the New York niggas came out.
Yeah.
And they started doing their little thing. We just, look at these clowns, man.
It's funny because, like, Step Up to the Streets is based on real life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, them dudes, they come to the club together and they all have a dancing crew and shit.
Joke through movies, but that shit is real.
And when you get to college as a black person, it changes because then you got the frats coming in and they got their own like stepping and all kinds of extra shit they add into the equation. Like, but it's real. Everything except Steve Harvey showing up and putting money on it is real.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, Andy. I remember the first times I took my white wife to the club. We were just dating.
White wife.
She drug me out into the middle of one of them shits.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, this is the thing, gotta remember now, my wife was a ballet dancer for many, many years.
Oh, okay.
So she could watch a dance and just do it.
And mimic it because she's trained.
So
she
would be like, let's go. I'd be like, girl, you're about to get me into a... Hey now, what's the... Okay.
I need to practice dances.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just watch people and do it. I got to go on YouTube and look it up and do it like 18 times before I can come close.
Bro, it was a dream. I took her and her sister to the club one time. Both of them went out there. I was like, you
what? They was over there grabbing, they was grabbing Randolph's hand. We gotta get out there.
Yeah, listen. Okay.
Come on, Randolph.
Come on, Randolph.
Because they watch the routine and then they go run over there and jump right in and do the shit. I'm like, what are y'all?
Yes.
The shit now, like, we go to the Hornets games and they always have, you know, every NBA game, the tricky that between timeouts, cause we don't have commercials.
Right. We got your deal.
Yeah. They make the audience do the entertainment. You know how they do.
Yeah.
Be, oh, a dance for your dinner or some bullshit. Man, yeah. the dances now are not even fucking like dances. It's like, no, just choreographed routines, yeah, that you do in front of a phone. Like, and all the kids know them. They, yeah, they had one segment that's just called Fortnite, nice, dances.
Yeah, and they just
oh, yeah, the kids video game Fortnite dances. It's like, it's crazy. Like, are they doing, yeah, that in the club? Are they, like, do they not dance to each other? They just start doing all that shit.
And asking for each other's game attacks.
Right.
they don't seem like it's fun. I watch these kids dance, and it don't seem like it's fun.
It don't seem
the way we used to.
It don't seem like the thing you do with each other. And not to get too deep.
Yeah.
It's, you know what it is, dog? It's the internet. It's the camera phone. Like, you dancing, but you really dancing for someone viewing this shit somewhere else,
right,
not for each other. So even when you see people dance together, what it look like? It's them towards a camera, all doing the same shit. They not looking at each other. They not dancing for each other. It's just changed in our lifetime that fast.
Right. It's like they're not in the moment together.
Yeah,
like,
on TikTok, the motherfuckers dance. They throw a nigga out the way. Then the next person dance. They throw them out the way. Like,
yeah,
it's not really interactive. Like, with our shit, it was like, I remember a big moment for me was a house party movie when Ken and Play fucking, yeah, do the dance, yeah, and everybody was like, you need to have a real life friend, you need a, you can't, yeah, do that one by yourself,
that's choreographed.
Yeah, even though it was choreographed,
right, but you can't heel toe, you can't heel toe by yourself, dog. You and your homie gotta, yeah, sit somewhere and fucking practice that one and bust it out when you get to the club, when you know, when Randolph get there with them two white women.
You're like, who was the white women in the middle of the floor?
Yeah,
doing it. Doing it.
Who made out best in that cast, the house party cast, because that's a classic movie. But
if you look at Martin Lawrence,
yeah, I guess so.
Martin and Tashina,
Tashina
Arnold.
Tashina Arnold in it?
No.
It was Tisha Campbell and
Campbell.
Yeah,
Campbell.
Sydney and Shireen. I don't know the other one's name. Yeah. It was
John Witherspoon.
Shit.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah. He was the dude upstairs.
The dude that did Bebe Kids.
Yeah,
he was
do
in that.
Some nice ones.
He was in one of them.
Robin Harris. Yeah.
Oh, Robin Harris was the daddy.
Robin Harris. Well, you know, he passed so early. He never got his next thing, which was coming, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He never got that next thing.
Yeah, after Bebe's Kids and that, yeah.
It's probably Martin. It definitely wasn't Kid or Play.
That's
so weird, but it was not them.
Didn't Kid do stand up for a little while?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I've never a good story, by the way. Anyway, hold on, though.
Let me tell you something.
Let me stop you. Hold on. You got to hear this.
I think maybe Andy Bill saw one night at the Draft House. He came through.
I don't know if it was at the Draft House. He was at the Improv a few times.
And his middle would do. Do you remember that time I middled for that dude from Saturday Night Live?
Chris Kattan.
Remember that time?
And I had that. We both know who it is.
And I had to do progressively longer.
Yeah.
Sets.
Why'd you have to keep? Why you had to do longer sets?
Why do you think?
He didn't have the time.
Progressively longer sets. The first four shows. First show, I think I did 25.
Mm.
He did 25 maybe.
Mm.
Second show, they were like, hey, can you, cause that's not a full show.
Right.
Like, can you do a little bit? I did 30. He did 20.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
He third got shorter.
By the third and the fourth show, I was doing 40 to 45.
Both times. Well, I think the story though was on the fourth show, you did like 35, 40.
Yeah.
And after you got off stage, he's passing you, and he goes, went a little long, huh?
Yeah.
Like it was your fault.
Yeah, like, aren't you going short? Like,
yeah.
Every night, going short. Charging big money, going short.
Oh, I'm sure.
And but, you know what I got? You know what I got after the show? I got a lot of that bullshit. Oh, you should have been
a headliner.
Yeah.
Got a lot of words. Ugh. Yeah.
But what Christopher Kidd Reed would do when he first started comedy, because his name was a big name, but he was a brand new comic.
Right.
He would MC the show, so it would be his name on the marquee, but it would be Chris Kidd Reed and friends. Mm.
Oh,
and he would maybe bring a couple people in the club. The Improv would book a couple more people. It'd be like four or five comics. He would host, and he did that for years. He wasn't really a headliner, and he knew it. He wasn't trying to be.
That's smart.
And then I don't know if he fizzled out. His name was in the credits on Bill Maher's show. I think he might have done the theme song for it.
He did the theme.
I think in the early years of Bill Maher's HBO show, he was on it I think at the very beginning, Bill Maher had comics on that show do a set sometimes, like a 5-minute set. I think he might have done comedy on that show, like, you know, 12, 15 years ago. But I haven't seen him do stand-up in a long time, over 10 years.
That really explains what he was doing on Jason Whitlock's show when he was mocking Colin Kaepernick that time.
He
thought it was funny.
That shows you how poorly his comedic thinking is.
Yeah. That's why he does 20 minutes or less.
Exactly.
Read the room. The room being the world, bro. No one's here for that.
2 days later, he's writing a long apology. The apology note. Listen, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Black people, I know I'm light skinned. Please don't kick me out. You're not dark enough to pull this shit off. You're about to get it.
That nigga like, your hair ain't curly enough.
we don't kid or play about capital. So keep that shit to yourself. All right, man.
What he started doing was gospel plays.
Oh, really?
Mm. Oh, did he?
He was in all them plays, Your Feet's Too Big to Slow Dance with Jesus, them shits.
Who wrote those?
you never saw them plays at your church, them plays of a King of Kings?
Yes.
We know.
Yes, we know.
We see them all the time down here.
That was me and Roderick's first date.
Karen took me.
My mom would know.
That's where Tyler came out of that.
Yeah.
Out of that circuit.
Really?
Karen, okay. Karen, when we were like 15 or 16, Karen took me on our first date to a beauty shop too, I believe was the name of it.
And
I don't know if they still do those a lot, but I know they definitely had a time during like the 90s where every week the Urban Radio Show had another and from the man who brought you Mama Don't Kick Him Out.
Yeah, and they would get retired R&B singers to come back from out of nowhere.
Yep.
And a comedian like AJ Jamal or somebody like that.
Yeah. Genuine. Yes. There's a reality show with Genuine. He was doing one.
Right.
With the guy that's right below Tyler Perry.
Reverend.
Right.
I don't know.
Available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was always a man that she was dating that was doing her wrong named Trouble or something like that. Trouble can't keep a job.
Yes.
Oh, it's some B-list actor.
Right.
Yes. And I used to love the name, like you said, Randolph. The names would be so wild. Like, Mama, why you burn the fried chicken with Jesus? And you'd be like, where did we get this title from?
Jesus, who's my daddy?
Coming. No!
Part 3 coming this weekend to the Bojangles Coliseum.
Why didn't you pray before you went to the trap house?
Yes!
Ridiculous like that.
Right.
They always had a white, like a white woman or a white dude that could really, really sing.
It was
the opposite of everywhere else in the United States.
You know why? It's Randolph's wife showing up to the club. You got to be able to dance.
Got to be able to outshine everybody.
Yeah, it can't.
If this white bitch is in the, she can sing. Okay, she good.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, cause audience will turn on you.
It's like if every white dude at a basketball court got to be able to shoot when it's a number of us. You know what I mean? Cause we gonna call you the white boy until you hit a couple of shots. It's like, what's your name again, bro? What's your name again? Cliff.
That's a three collar.
Andy's role. Stay in the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's always like a fight for like who has dibs on guarding you because everybody wants to.
Of course.
I'll take the white boy. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Until you hit some shots.
And then they always hustle. You're like, this motherfucker's running.
Yeah.
He got like 5 layups by himself.
That's the worst.
He gonna make me work.
Moving.
Like that's the thing too. You get your ass bust by the white dude, then you got the, that's the extra pressure, cause then it's like, oh, you letting the white boy bust your ass.
You got the white, man? That should be easy on you, dog.
Nigga, switch.
Say about the boxing world, the last thing you wanna be is the guy in the van riding back home from the tournament who lost to the white guy. That's the last person you wanna be.
Bruh, it's real, man.
You let white boy beat you? That's the last person. He beat your ass. That's the last person you want
to
beat.
My favorite thing to do at a basketball court is watch when it's a team of nothing but 5 white dudes. Cause
they run the tables on everybody. They're about them fundamentals.
They will.
Yes. Bounce pass. Really bounce. Yes.
They hitting the floor. They do.
Yes.
They will do that motherfucking Princeton cut back door on your ass.
Come on.
Yep. Like, what the fuck? Who sets this many pick and rolls?
Come on. They will pick and roll your ass right on up out of there.
Giving goals and shit. And then what's funny is like, cause with black people, when we get mad, we do the opposite. We be like, but just give me the ball. Just give me the ball. It's like, nigga, we lose it cause you keep going 1-on-5. You can't Allen Iverson out of this. We gotta motherfucking play some defense.
And you know, really make you mad about them, black people mad about them. They'll do shit like, good shot, Jim.
Right.
And then everybody just run down the court.
They don't even talk shit. They don't even talk shit to you or let you really talk shit to them.
No. Like they'll ignore the hell out of you.
All right, you cross them over. They're like, "Wow, great move!" I'm like, damn, they up 15.
They're calling out plays. They're like, "Nebraska."
Yes.
Yeah.
Guys, it's getting to 2-3 on the way back down. I think they got some shooters. I'm like, Jesus Christ!
They got one of those clipboards with the court on it. Right. You know.
these motherfuckers have a coach?
I know. They're doing huddles. They're doing huddles and shit. Y'all like, the hell is they doing over there?
Is this a 1-3-1? What the fuck is happening out here? Yeah, it's that shit is intense. And then your black pride is on the line. Cause you take them losses, man. You be on the sideline calculating like, listen, when we get back up, okay, first of all, you're on Trevor right now. You our best defender. We gonna lock this motherfucker down. We doubling on all picks.
Y'all be having them jokes. They come out there with them 1980 basketball shorts, them socks up to their knees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they will give you the business.
That's the worst, because they be bragging, humble bragging. They like, they don't talk shit, but they humble brag. They be like, oh man, I can't believe I cut grass in these shoes this morning. Anyway.
Yeah. Like, you got on Nike Monarchs.
Right. I've never heard of those, sir.
You getting crossed up in Converse All-Stars, man. Come on.
I need some new Balances.
What's what I saw? I saw a guy at the court cut off jean shorts. Not a dude. If it's a brother in cut off jeans shorts, you must have just got out. You know, he's probably yoked up. Right. You don't want to get too close to him because he gets mad easy. No, but a white dude in cut off jeans shorts, like, this dude's gonna be a problem.
Right.
He wore that to the gym. Oh, I ain't got no other shorts. It don't matter.
That's
he ain't gonna be looking at the shorts.
That means
he's got like a hoop. Like, his surface is grass or some shit like that.
Right.
Like,
gravel. He out there playing on gravel and shit.
He got the no driveway, but he got a hoop up in his house. You know what I mean?
Right.
Larry Bird shooting on the side of a barn type shit.
Y'all seen Hoosiers? What's that dude in Hoosiers that didn't move? He just sat there and took jumpers?
That motherfucker.
Was really good. I think
what was his name? Billy or something?
It was Billy something.
He was really good. He decided he was going to play.
He just didn't want, and then
Jimmy Chitwood.
What's that?
Jimmy Chitwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shot to those stacks. That he motherfucker was nice.
I don't want to play. Yeah. He shot from his ear, like that dude in what's that movie with Dwayne Martin?
Above the Rim. Yeah.
He shot off his ear too. That's how I used to shoot.
I always noticed that. Shep had, to me, the best sports movie performance of all time, and it doesn't get talked about enough, right?
Who?
Shep in Above the Rim.
Oh,
this showed up at halftime in his work clothes. Got flagrantly fouled at least 10 times, including shot at the end of the game, and still went wet as fuck. No fouls called.
Bruh, if you could ever come out of retirement, not playing ball ever,
right,
and come out and your jumper, like, you got that follow through at the end still?
Bruh, he had PTSD. We never saw this man play basketball.
Can you imagine how good he was?
This nigga played basketball with no ball.
Nuxo fucked him up.
He was so fucked up, and he showed up at halftime and got Kyle all the way to the win.
Punched in the face and shot it.
Yes, like, and shot. He and knew he was gonna get shot. Like, he knew if he hit that shit, he was getting shot today.
He fucked up. Bruh, I would go, when I play ball, I would take a jump shot and somebody, you know how people run by you?
Yes.
That would fuck me up.
It would scare me.
I couldn't.
Or that thing where they touch your stomach when you shoot, that shit where they just reach out real quick. Like, that fucks me up. Imagine undercutting the nigga and he never was looked at the ref like, damn, you ain't gonna call. He was just like, okay, so we playing like that.
All right, so I'm bleeding now.
Right.
All right. Wet.
Let me go ahead and pull these khakis up a little further and get some more of these buckets, boy.
Get his polo on.
Yes, you're going to get these wingtips.
Yeah. And these Stacey Adams, I'm going to give you everything I got, boy.
It don't even matter if I get shot after this.
That shit better than Teen Wolf. That shit better than Jimmy Chitwood.
Better than White Men Can't Jump because, the basketball scenes in White Men Can't Jump, the slow-mo basketball scenes, them shits were crazy.
Now,
man.
I'm not saying they weren't better ballers. The I'm not even saying it's the best.
Definitely about all the slow-mo shots. Yeah. That movie is a beautifully shot movie.
I'm not even saying Above the Rim is the best shot movie. I'm only saying in a fictional performance.
It's a fictional.
No motherfucker has ever did. Not even the dude from Last Boy Scout that shot everybody in the knee on his way to the end zone.
Yeah!
This nigga got shot. He didn't have a gun. He knew what was up. And didn't even show up till halftime. Like, no. I've never seen no shit like, we'll never see it again, bro. Like, don't even remake that.
That's right there. That right there is ice in your veins right there.
It's the ultimate and one.
Ice cold!
Oh, what a fucking movie.
You make the shot and get shot.
Right. And knew it the whole time.
Movie though. Go around the horn. What's your favorite? Let's start with Karen since she's off the screen. What's your favorite sports movie, Karen?
Oh, that's a good one. I have to think about that one.
We'll come back.
Go ahead, baby.
Anybody got one off the top of their head?
I don't. It might be Above the Rim, man. That's a classic.
The way y'all was talking about it, you love that.
That scene is the best performance. I mean, I've seen other movies that I love, like Friday Night Lights was one where I cried in the theater and shit.
Yeah.
Like that one hurt. Then they lost. Like, so it's even, like shit. Like it's even worse when you watch a whole sports movie and them niggas lose. It's like, damn, you learned a whole different lesson than you thought, huh? So that's a good one.
Somebody said he got game. Denise said he got game. I don't know. It was too
sprightly-ish.
Yeah, it was too like heady. I'm like,
didn't it have a whole segment about like Watergate in the middle of that shit for no reason? Is that the one?
Spike Lee, man.
Yeah. Spike can't help himself.
No. That was the one when Denzel was trying to get his son to get him out of prison or something.
Ray Allen.
I don't know why, but I remember there being like a tangent. Like it had nothing to do with the fucking movie, but it's Spike. It was just like, remember Watergate? And they went and like, it was a black janitor. I'm like, Spike, what does this got to do with Ray Allen? Just go back to Ray Allen.
Yeah. Andy, what's yours?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like some of the boxing movies, like Creed, I like.
I could see that.
Whenever I see like a basketball movie, it never looks like basketball. It always looks fake, you know? Mm-hmm. Natural. I don't know.
I think the realest basketball scenes might have been Blue Chips when they went and got NBA players and do all that shit.
Those look good.
They got into the business aspect of it.
That's why nobody can be mad about these kids calling out these coaches and shit. We've been knowing they've been getting paid. Blue Chips. That shit was so old. Penny Hardaway and Shaq was in there like, yes, if I won't come, if I don't get a fucking tractor, how about that?
Yep.
I cried in Creed too. Mine low key is Vision Quest.
Vision Quest. My
sports movie?
Yeah. Wrestling.
I don't even know that movie.
I don't think I heard that. I've seen that one.
Matthew Modine, the girl from the first Men in Black, the coroner.
Mm-hmm.
For her, she's the girlfriend. There's a speech in that movie, look it up on YouTube. It's called the 6 minute speech. Vision Quest 6 minute speech. I watched that speech gotta be two times every month. I watch that speech.
I gotta check it out, man. I never heard of that one.
6 minute speech. Vision Quest. It's a great movie.
That was like late '80s, right?
Matthew Modine.
Yeah. Madonna had a song in the soundtrack.
Madonna had a song. She's in the movie briefly. That's her first starring role in a movie where she was singing. These are Wildcats. Wildcats was ridiculously good, but it was so bad. Let's look at this straight. This little white lady's teaching them how to play football. Okay.
Right. Mine is, I gotta go with Rudy.
Rudy's up there.
You like Rudy?
I gotta go with Rudy.
Rudy worked on me one time. Like, I think when I saw it in the theater, I was like, this shit is good. And then I got home and I was like, wait a minute. That nigga was sorry as fuck. They made a whole movie about the sorry nigga. I'm like, there's gotta be 10 more interesting kids on that team that I care about.
He worked.
Wasn't Montana on his team?
Hard. Who?
In real life, wasn't Montana on his team?
I don't think so. Joe Montana
was on his. Somebody like that was on his team in real life. Mm. Hmm.
What about Brian's song?
Oh no, nah, that's just sad.
I think that's before. Like my father, you mentioned Brian's song, he'll start crying now.
Yeah, that's some old yellow shit.
My theater arts teacher tried to make us watch. We all fell asleep.
Yeah. Remember the Titan somebody had brought up earlier? That was I like that, except
I
like it better, and this is an unpopular opinion. I like it better when they go all the way to the R rating with the racism. I don't like PG-13 racism.
Like halfway.
It don't feel real to me, man. I don't like if they're just listen, your moon crickets or your listen, boys. Oh no, call them niggers, okay?
just call them crickets. Niggers.
Yeah. Call them because I know y'all didn't say that shit. That's like I liked 42, the Jackie Robinson movie, because of that one scene with that white man that just called him nigger like 15 times in about 30 seconds. Yeah. I said, now that happened.
I read a long article about that guy. They tried to rehabilitate him at the end of his life. I was like, get the fuck out of here, white writer. That dude he's going to the special section of hell. That motherfucker right there. Get the fuck out of here.
I still say that Hollywood needs the Oscars gotta have a special Oscar for the white person that plays a racist too good every year and jeopardizes their career, because after you do something that racist, it's hard for me to see you any other role. Alan Tudyk is that the actor's name, and after he did that shit, he got cast in a Star Wars movie for Solo, and I was like, I don't know, bro. Like,
you're still the dude, man.
You was a little too good.
Is Walton Goggins the dude from
the
dude that was in Hateful Eight?
Yes,
that dude plays a special kind of race,
perennial All Star.
He's Southern though.
Yeah,
he's Southern too.
Yeah, he Leo and Django.
Yes, Leo.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. He was in Django.
I don't even remember him from that.
He was in The Shield. That's where I first got a side of him. I was like, this dude is fucking, you're racist for real, motherfucker. This ain't acting.
Yeah, Vice Principals, that's where I know him from. I just know him as from comedy. That's it. I didn't know he did anything else.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
Oh my God. You'd be like, this dude is for really racist. This motherfucker here, man.
And that's kind of how the comedy kicks in, because racism is absurd.
Right.
And he's able to be absurd. Like, he actually came and got Leo's, like, I think Leo was on track to get an Oscar that year in Django, but then Walton Goggins was on screen for like 5 minutes of Django, and he was so racist he was holding Jamie Foxx's dick talking about he gonna cut it off.
Yes, he did.
And I was like, who the fuck plays a racist that good? Like, most people would be like, no man, that's crazy, come on now, Quentin, we can't film that, dude. I'm not holding
Probably rewrote that scene. It's like, Quentin, you don't know racism like I do.
Yeah. now, Quentin, you say.
You just like saying, nigga.
I know racism. Right.
He's like, Quentin, you said they would talk about cutting his dick off for 5 minutes, but wouldn't they just hold the dick and hold the knife to the dick? Because, trust me, I'm going to do something on this next scene. Just follow me, okay?
We're going to improv.
Yeah. You got to hold it up and pull it up first, away from the nuts, because you don't want to cut the nuts with the dick. You want to cut it separate from them.
Right. Jamie Foxx over there, Jamie Foxx upside down, like, I'm gonna need a body double. I can't.
Yeah,
we definitely not doing it this way. All right, man, let's get into this news, y'all. Okay.
Wait, man, my turn. Waterboy.
Oh, please, I forgot about it. Yeah, Waterboy. Karen, I'm sorry.
You oh, yeah, anything. Waterboy. That's a good one.
That's like a comedy one.
Yeah, it
that's
don't matter
what,
to me.
It's not really in sports. I mean, you got a football player drop kicking people.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, too. Above the Rim was fictional, so since we can go fictional.
They're all fictional. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was. Nah, Waterboy is one of my favorite comedies.
Except Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy did happen.
I believe you like Rudy.
That nigga did get in the game one time. So, yeah, that
he
happened.
He got a sack. Yeah, he got one sack.
Didn't he score a touchdown, too, or something like that? Like,
no,
I don't think so.
I think he came in garbage time. He got a sack, and they put him up on their shoulders.
Okay.
Yes. And they carried him off the field. That's how incredible that was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine real life where this nigga got a sack. And the team put him on their shoulders.
And they carried him over to the bench.
Like, what was the other team thinking? The other team was like,
isn't that the gif of the Charles Dutton slow clap? Isn't yeah. that from
yeah.
yeah.
Like,
with some black gloves?
Yeah. He was a magical Negro. I didn't even peep that. Damn, that nigga was a magical Negro in that movie.
He did it, Eleanor. He did it.
Has a magical Negro.
What's that?
Every movie has a Vision Quest has a magical Negro in it.
Who yeah. was it?
I'm pretty sure it was. It might have been Dennis Haysbert. If it wasn't Dennis Haysbert, it's a motherfucker who looks like Dennis Haysbert.
You know who the best sports movie magical Negro of all time is? Who?
Y'all, you said Will Smith and Bagger Vance. I swear.
That's what I said. Will Smith.
Y'all will never get it because it's not. It's not.
Well, you do have
what? It's sports movies or what?
Sports movies.
You have Forrest Whitaker in Southpaw.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And when he was in his face, he's like, "You got to do this. Everybody's looking at you. Your wife is looking at you. Your God is looking at you." When he was telling him that,
y'all will never get it because it's not even a black person. The best magical Negro of all time is Sylvester Stallone in them Creed movies, dog.
Oh yeah,
he killed that shit.
You're right.
I hated to give it to him too. Well, I said because right. he forgot You're to right. say their names when he won the like Golden Globe for it. I said, "Fuck, I really hate to say this, but this motherfucker is good, bro. He was You're that's right. the best."
You're right. Well, that was my man who directed Creed,
Ryan Coogler.
He wrote that and. He completely flipped the story from white savior.
Yeah. That
from white champion into black power.
Yeah.
just doing little tiny things. So it would track that. Yeah. We're going to have a white black savior.
And he did it in two movies. Like I thought, okay, they got him for one movie and then it's going to go back to Sylvester Stallone still was magical in the second movie and shit.
Yeah.
Helping this nigga through his marriage and shit. I was like, God damn. Yeah. He care about this boy.
He beat cancer.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He beat cancer with wisdom.
Yes.
he got back with his estranged kids.
Yep. The magical Negro always got to have some shit going on in the background that's way more serious than the main plot.
Yes.
Like, this nigga just want to win a fight and be a millionaire. I'm fighting for my life every day in this chemotherapy.
Oh, Pete Ramsey, that's not good. You gotta watch the Creed movie. First of all, you're gonna cry. Let me tell you that, dude. You're gonna cry.
And watch
the Creed movie.
And you know
what? Cry.
He looking at him like, boy, get with your wife and your kids. I don't speak to my kids.
Yep. That's what they do. Don't be like me, son.
The sports movie is Field of Dreams, too. People don't bring that one up.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I've never seen it.
I don't know why. It doesn't really come. Another good one.
I've never seen it.
You know why I don't bring it up? Because none of the ghost is black. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make sense. It's like, we couldn't play back then. So when they came to help, it was just like a bunch of white dudes.
We were playing in our own league.
Yeah.
<We're playing.
laughs> they have no black Field of Dreams people. Yeah. The Negro leagues, they show up.
It's behind a building. Yeah. Not behind a building.
It's still racist in death.
Yes, that is.
Your field's over there, niggas. Field of nightmares.
Are we in hell? No, we're in Iowa.
Yeah. That is hell to us. You can't even get it.
That's who built it. When they was like, if you build it, they'll come. It's like, the blacks will build it.
Yeah, the black.
And then we'll come. We'll come and play. So that's.
Yeah, if they build it, you might get shot over there behind the building.
The black field got cotton on it.
Yeah, it does.
Cotton field.
For no reason. It don't even need the cotton.
It's going to be called
another
cotton.
Another good one that no one really talks about, another good one, I don't know why we don't talk about it, but we all quote it, is Sandlot.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. Yeah,
you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, that's kids. I think because that's it's kids, that's probably why people don't miss. But it's up there. Movie. Yeah, they're gonna call that the black version. They're gonna call it Cotton Fields of Dreams. And it's gonna be on BET. It's gonna be a play coming to your town.
Gonna be traveling.
I'm thinking about kids movies now. Even the original Bad News Bears was a really good sports movie.
It's hard to fuck up a kid's sports movie, dog. It's hard.
It really is.
Did you not see that one with who's that white boy that was playing soccer and he was dressing like a woman, just like a little girl?
I don't know. I didn't see that one.
Amanda Bynes?
No, he was playing. It's a white kid and he was playing soccer on a girl's team. So he would wear a wig and shit like
that. So it's like reverse Juwanna Man?
Yeah, but it was a white
white Juwanna Man.
Yeah, it was a white kid.
Playing soccer.
That shit was terrible.
Ladybugs!
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Never saw that one.
I haven't seen that one in years. A League of Their Own.
It was terrible.
Yeah, never saw that. Karen, what are you saying?
A League of Their Own.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I really enjoyed that one. That one was a lot of fun.
Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna.
Yes!
That's a great one. Tom Hanks is the greatest manager of all time and shit.
No crying in baseball.
There's no crying. Yeah. He was pissed. So
when he signed that kid's card, avoid the clap. Oh.
Yeah. He was so good.
Jimmy, that's good advice.
All right. So we've been doing a segment lately where we talk about coronavirus news and we pick a song off of Spotify by just playing. I put coronavirus in the search. And then I just play a random song, okay? I've never heard the song before.
We don't know. It might be good. It might be bad.
We don't know if it's good. We don't know if it's bad. But today's song is Coronavirus COVID-19 by Stone Thug. Okay? What? Now I'm going to just go ahead and say right away, did not expect Stone Thug to sound like that.
No.
Yeah. Didn't expect the guitar one to be in the song. But okay, here we go.
Stone Thug doing a little country. This one. Talking about that Corona virus.
What's that white group they're trying to sound like from the
Wallflowers? It sounds like the Wallflowers.
Thank you. Something like that. Or even before that from the 70s. Zeppelin?
That's not Zeppelin.
So who does Sweet Home?
It might be the band.
Who does Sweet Home?
Skinner.
Oh, that's the vibes. You're getting Skinner
vibes.
That's
the original Stone Thug?
Skinner and what was the other one you said?
The band?
No, the band is true, but
the Wallflowers have a song that sounds just like that.
Definitely the Wallflowers. Okay. Yeah. Allman Brothers, that's a good one. Thank you in the chat room.
Yeah.
Allman Brothers, that's a good one.
I like that he took the time to tell us what the song was going to be about before he started playing it.
Does he start singing it or is he just going to talk over it?
I don't know. Yeah. We're about to find out together.
To it too.
Here we go.
All day. I wanna go outside and play. I think I'll stay in my room today.
What?
The news people got a lot to say about Corona today.
Wow.
But I think I'll stay inside and pray.
It's all this song.
When you found this, Rod,
you made this shit, dog. This song is called Weed. This song is called Drugs.
Put this shit in, man. You wouldn't tell this shit specifically for this show. Don't
this is our first time
hearing
it.
I'm gonna stay inside the day. I did. I swear to God, I've never heard this before.
This shit is not real.
Who did this? Ice JJ Fish?
Oh, Mike V probably got it on his Spotify.
You know he got it queued up. He probably know it. He be like, I wish I was on there. I could tell him about this song. I bench pressed to this. What?
God, this is terrible.
Terrible. Oh my God.
No, but I did say yesterday we were going to cover coronavirus, but I said, you know what? I want to wait till you guys are here so we can all hear it together. Cause I knew y'all would always have interesting commentary, but here's the thing. I'm not going to finish playing this song. It is 6 minutes. It's 6 minutes long.
Thank you, Lord.
What could he possibly have to say for 6 minutes? Now I'm going to play a little bit more. But I just want to, I'm just
going to
skip around.
Jump ahead to like the 4 minute mark.
Yeah.
See what he's doing. See what he's doing later.
Yeah.
There's that. All this corona.
And then he's doing the same shit. He's showing you what he's got. This is it.
That's about 2.5 minutes in. Here's 4 minutes.
No more.
It's the same shit. I'm doing this. This is what I do.
Stay in my room. I think I'm just trying to stay.
He hasn't even left his room yet. He's still in his room.
What could he write about?
He lonely.
I'm
going
to go outside, but I'm going to pray in my room.
I'm going to ramble.
4 minutes later, it's like still here, still praying. What are y'all doing?
I like how he's giving us the reverb as if he's live, while clearly his whole song is that he doesn't leave the room. So.
Right. This is his lab.
Hey guys, Stone Thug, I'm gonna stay on here in my room.
I listen to the words I say. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he feeling it now.
Stone Thug, we been crunching. Right now we doing survive.
Is that what we doing?
You can tell I feel like he's a black dude that doesn't normally make country music that is having some fun.
The overall message is if you can get through this song, you can get through coronavirus.
Yes, you will survive it.
Yeah.
Stay on.
In my room, stay.
This funny room that he's in.
Well,
this comedy room used to run in Arlington. Mm-hmm. There was a spot across the street, P. Brennan's, that would bring in live music on Friday nights. Mm-hmm. That's the level of dude they would have there.
Well, I will say this. I will say this, guys. We've had a lot of songs on here. Some of them don't even talk about coronavirus, mm-hmm. even though
they got
the title
is
coronavirus.
Terrible.
So I will give him points for staying on
topic.
Yeah. It was about what he said it was about. And I also give him points for safety. Cause that is a dude that's not gonna get coronavirus. We've also had coronavirus songs where somebody's like, we gotta be careful with coronavirus, and then they start rapping about fucking people going to parties and dancing. I'm like, you can't do any of that with the coronavirus. So, Stone Thug at least gets 2 points out of 100. So, alright, coronavirus news. Rapper Scarface says his kidneys never came back after coronavirus battle.
I saw that. Right. That's a problem. That means he's going to have to do dialysis for the rest of his life unless he can get a transplant.
Right.
And there's got to be somebody in his family that matches. And then black people, we don't really like to go and do the gene matching and shit like that, which we should, black people, but we don't like to do shit like that. But,
he might get somebody. He got some money.
What if I need it in heaven? You'll be okay.
Right. You know. Yeah, God going to be like, we out of kidneys. Why would you do that? I gave you two.
He lost a lot of weight. I feel like he was kind of in between me and you, Rod, and now he's down to he's going to be down to my size.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe a little smaller. His face is like really, really drawn when I see him talk. He still has a strong voice, but his face is like really drawn up. I'm glad he's here.
Me too. And that's one reason why I don't want the Rona, you know, and I will stay my ass in the house. I continue to wash my hands. I continue to wear my mask. Cause last time I checked, the Rona is like, bitch, I'm still out here. Come out here if you want to.
Yeah, it's funny because people keep saying these numbers, and they're just like, yeah, 2 million people got it, but most of them have recovered. And I'm like, define recovered.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Define yeah. recovered.
Fully recovered?
Right. Yeah. What is recovered to you? Because I think you're saying recovered as not dying. Did not die immediately.
And
that's right. Not the same as recovered, motherfucker.
No, like I said, it is life altering. Your life, you end up losing lung capacity, you losing kidneys, but yeah. You know, you acting like they just stumped their toe. No, it's not the same.
No.
Yeah.
Dialysis really ain't that bad though. It's just like, let me see, I did it twice. Mm-hmm. And you know, you kind of sit there for 3 hours. The shitty part was I was in a hospital room with a 65-year-old dude and a 14-year-old girl.
Damn.
So the TV that we all had to watch was either on cartoons or on
Was he black? Old Westerns?
Yeah, old Westerns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know why old black people love Westerns.
They do. They love that shit. They love them soap operas and they love them judge shows.
Yep.
Yeah.
That judge show, that's that shit.
And In the Heat of the Night.
Oh man, my grandma, man, she introduced me to that shit.
Matlock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Matlock, that's another one.
She really fucked with that In the Heat of the Night though. That was her shit.
I went by the gym today just to kind of check it out. They haven't brought us back to let us train people yet, but the gym is open.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got a decision to make when it's time for us to. I literally now have a decision to make because it's fucking crazy in there. The staff, they don't got the mask. One girl sitting behind a thing, she had the mask on, but the shit down to here with the nose is exposed.
I don't understand that.
I told her, I said, listen, put this shit over your nose. She's like, well, I can't breathe. I was like, well, then take the shit off. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything. What the fuck is wrong with you? Then
you can't breathe?
Exactly.
What kind of mask are you wearing?
Stop. You can breathe.
You can fucking breathe.
It's that bullshit, you know? Mm-hmm. This is, I hadn't even been in there 10 minutes and I'm already arguing with other people on the staff. I'm like, I won't be able to do this. I won't be able to do it. I'll lose my mind. I went upstairs, looked around. They're not making it, they're not making masks mandatory for clients, but staff are mandatory. And I'm like, anybody I'm trained to wearing a fucking mask.
Are they doing temperature checks when you walk in?
Yeah, when you walk through the door, you have to do a temperature check. I was 96. Yeah. You have to do a temperature check.
Mm.
But so?
And now they're all indoors, Randolph. They're all inside.
Yeah, that's another thing. Mm. I was reading some stuff today that.
Heavy breathing, no thank you.
Yeah, people from South Korea is like, don't go in gyms. Don't go in gyms.
Yeah.
They were like, don't go in gyms. If you do have to work out, go in the gym when there's nobody else in there, which I could pull that off because if you go in the middle of the day, ain't nobody in there. Or train outside, which I already do. Train outside.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way to go. Just train outside.
I look at the other countries, man, because that, like you said, you got to look at these other countries. I don't trust us. South Korea, like, don't you be taking them exercise classes? That's how we got it. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, we are fucking up. Like you know how you like to go ball up at the Y, right? That's where you go up at the Y.
Yeah, that's over.
I mean, if you're balling outside, good. But even then, you're up on each other.
That's over till the because I read on that too. It was like doctors recommend you do not do that shit.
So, until
we get a vaccine,
you got to follow the advice of Stone Thug.
Right. Stay inside.
In your room.
Yeah. Stay in my room.
Play your just guitar.
Now, just when I run, I don't wear a mask.
But you run outside, though, right?
Outside. I was trying to explain it to my daughter because she's really paranoid. I'm like, it's air volume. So I had to explain to her what air volume meant. When you're outside, if you're keeping a distance from people, that's, you're better.
Right. It's funny. We didn't even get a spike yet in New York from the George Floyd protest stuff because people was like wearing the mask and it was all outside.
That was ground zero. So a lot of them people, they was like, no, we've been impacted. These places out in Timbuktu nowhere going to wipe out half of their population out there in the cornfield.
Yeah. So we'll see, man. But, Scarface, he said he was sick for a whole month. And he said It affects everything: kidney function, liver function, lung function, heart function. You can die from COVID. It's crazy. It can actually kill you. Yeah. So
I can't mess with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know why these motherfuckers mm-hmm. playing games.
Yeah, they say it's like a blood disease. It like fucks with people's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes your blood thicker and you have strokes more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
They also said that a Republican congressman who announced that he has coronavirus refused to wear a face mask on the House floor 2 weeks ago.
Oh, he's the guy that called it the Wuhan flu in his press release.
Right, right.
Which one was this?
Him and his wife and his kid got it. They're all over it now, but they had it for a couple weeks.
Tom, Matt Gaetz?
His name is Tom. No, it was Tom Rice.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a South.
Yeah, the dude is a bitch. You know how scared I'd be if my kid came up with it? Because it can hit kids later and turn into Kawasaki disease.
Yeah, I like how he waited till it was 2 weeks later than to be like, yeah, I had it.
Yeah, you got to kick his ass. Yeah.
No matter how bad he had it, he's going to pretend it wasn't bad.
Right.
Right.
He's not going to tell us the truth, you know? Yeah.
Some of them come in his suit's all baggy now. Why is your suit so baggy? Well, I was just working out.
Yeah,
what?
He's eating right. He said that he wasn't wearing a mask in the chamber on May 28th, but he said he could maintain at least 6 feet of distance from everyone on the floor and in the halls of the Capitol, and therefore he didn't need to wear a mask, although the doctors say wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart, you stupid motherfucker.
That's not true. What about your staffers?
Leading doctors say that.
Right, and people around that's you.
Exactly how they talk.
Wear a mask and 6 feet, you stupid bitch.
Right.
Stupid motherfucker.
This motherfucker cherry picked the advice and shit. Like, y'all stay 6 feet apart. Yeah. They're like, and wear a mask. I'm hearing wear a mask or stay 6 feet apart. I'm gonna do the other one. It should be legal to kick his ass.
Yeah. You gotta catch hands.
Yeah. Like, he lucky but everybody.
From a distance. So you gotta have long arms.
Yeah.
My leg is 4 feet. That's plenty.
Yeah.
Or you could be like that dude from Street Fighter, was it Dalsim or whatever?
Yeah.
Just
recruit that guy to
tase the shit out of this dude, something like that. Hit him with a broomstick. Mike Pence urged governors to echo a misleading claim about infection spikes, basically telling them to lie about the outbreaks that are happening.
Yeah, because they don't want people to know the truth. What's going to happen, this is my opinion, I might be wrong, but I think what's going to happen is that governors, even Republican ones that actually care about their populace, they're going to shut states down once this second wave hit, and people are going to lose their goddamn minds.
We never got out of the first wave. This is all still first wave.
Yes, it is.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know about Republican governors. I believe Democrat governors will do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I believe Republican governors will do that. I believe that when it started to become apparent which populations were being hit hardest,
right,
a decision was made. Like, this is acceptable to us. This number of deaths is acceptable. So it hits that population and that population. Well, what are the populations are hitting? Black people, don't give a fuck about them.
No.
Brown people, fuck them too. Old people, we don't even want them in our houses. We put them in old folks' houses, so fucking I don't got to see them. So
inmates, prisoners, inmates,
fuck them. We don't even talk about inmates anymore. Remember we were talking about inmates early on? We don't even talk about them anymore.
They still have an outbreak.
Right.
Like
that hasn't stopped it from having outbreaks in prison. In prison are fucking it's running through them, guards and everybody.
I just feel like they've just made a decision like this is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck it.
There's a lot of people too who have this mentality where if it hasn't happened to me, then it hasn't happened.
Yes,
right.
And so if you're not affected personally, everything sort of seems normal. You go outside, everything seems normal. You feel like, why is everybody shut down? I can walk into a store. No one's coughing. No one's sick. And they can't even imagine beyond just themselves and the people immediately around them. And most people, 2 million people out of 350 million people tested positive. So chances are you don't know someone who's tested positive.
Right.
And chances are you can just kind of put your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening. and let your guard down. So that when, if we do get a bigger wave in the fall, all these people are going to be complacent. People who were begrudgingly wearing masks for the last 2 months and now starting to maybe not wear masks or forgetting to wash their hands now because they're sort of over it. They're going to be the ones who are going to get caught up in October, November when the shit comes back. You know, Florida, they're talking about closing bars down again after reopening them. That's going to be the pattern for the next year, probably.
Yep.
Unless there's a treatment, which there might be.
Right.
Like I said earlier, it's so fucked up. Other countries got on top of this. They got right on top of this, and they're opened up now.
Nah, you see that graph where it was all the other countries and then us? That shit looked pathetic, boy. Everybody else shit looked like a slide at a kid's playground where it just like, it was up and it just slid down. Our shit is steady. It's just like, nope, no difference. Yep. No difference. And here's what he said, fuck it. Here it goes back up. Like,
yep.
God damn, man.
Other countries got on top of it. They don't, we have a problem in this country with no one believes in us. It's me. We're talking. There's no us. It's me. We talk a good game when it comes down to, I don't know, standing for a fucking flag at a football game. Then, oh, us and yay. When it really comes down to us, like I have to wear this mask for you. Mm. When it comes down to that, fuck you.
I don't breathe good. It's hot under here.
Yeah. And fuck you. And the thing that kills me about it is that when Andy was talking about these people, like nobody around them is impacted. You don't know because we haven't tested. In some of these other countries, they have tested their citizens.
Right.
So they actually know who has it and who doesn't have it. If they actually tested people here, you would be shocked and surprised who is asymptomatic. People act like that shit don't exist. Like you can, I don't care how many times you bump that thermometer upside my head. If I'm asymptomatic, it's not going to matter.
The thing that's also interesting is like, it hit us America in the two sore spots that we are the worst in: empathy and science.
Yeah.
Like we dumb as shit and we selfish as fuck. Yep. So it's like,
what political party is that?
Right. Right. The people in charge. Technically the people in charge. So speaking of people in charge, Mike Pence said, don't tell people say that we have increased testing and that's why we're having increased coronavirus infections and people coming in hospitals and stuff, which makes no sense because technically with the 7-day averages in several states with outbreaks, the testing is not keeping up with the amount of new cases.
Right.
Not to mention, it wouldn't actually give you a new case if you were testing. Like, we're talking about people going to hospitals, how you measuring the cases. Mm-hmm. So that's not, like, that means more people in the community are getting sick enough to need to go to the hospital. So even the numbers don't really add all the way up, you know?
Rod, are you telling me that Christian Mike Pence is lying? Is that what you're implying? You're not saying that, are you? You're not saying that godly Mike Pence is telling a lie, are you?
I think I am, buddy. I think I am.
He's asking other people to tell a lie. Yeah. He's not telling. He's suggesting that other people tell the lie.
He's saying, don't tell the truth.
There, Andy Klein, you mean to tell me that God-fearing Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Definitely not gay, Mike Pence.
He said, oh,
remember that episode of Seinfeld when Putty was very religious and Elaine didn't get her newspaper that morning, but her neighbor across the hall got it. So he wanted Elaine to go get the newspaper, steal it from the neighbor. She said, why don't you get it? He goes, well, I believe in God. You can't steal. You don't believe in God. I'm not the one going to hell.
Right.
So he's just asking her to do the ungodly thing. That's all Pence is doing. He's washing his hands of it.
Yeah. So you're going to wash your hands, guys. Make sure you wash your hands. Okay. This COVID is out here and I don't want y'all to get coronavirus. The FDA pulls emergency use authorization of that hydroxychloroquine. So
we knew that though. So we knew that it was only a matter of time for the FDA caught up with everybody else that what we all knew. Mm-hmm. They're scientists. They're going to be like, well, let's fucking do the, let's look, we all know this shit don't work.
Let's run the test, right?
Let's go ahead and do the trial and let's see. You know, the president's taking, man, fuck him. If it fucks him up, fine. Right. If it fucks him up, fine.
It's like like half the comics we know have a box of t-shirts they never sold.
Right.
You know, it's like there's boxes of that drug. Now, was it the governor of Florida ordered, like, he spent like $1 million?
Yeah.
Right.
On, or he bought 1 million pills is what he did.
If you got that many people who have lupus in your population,
they gonna be giving that shit away now, boy. Mm-hmm. You got lupus, you just came up. Like, it sucked that you lost all your shit at first, but now, they finna be like, look, man, two for one, buy one, get one free lupus drugs, man. We gotta get rid of this shit. CVS full of this motherfucking chloroquine.
In a press conference today, they didn't ask Trump about it because he was like taking this shit. I don't know why. They need more black reporters to troll. They definitely need. Hey man, what about that hot chocolate? What about that pill you was taking? What about that shit?
Yeah, this Marcus from BET News. I got a question.
You know, Trump gonna be like, who let you in?
They just gonna be roasting this motherfucker every week.
Yeah.
We don't let in the blacks.
You're struggling up there, dog. Look at you.
You know, Trump ignorant.
You can't say the words. Look at you. You can't get your water glass to your mouth. You're struggling, yo.
Is that a silk shirt?
Yeah.
Yes!
They only ask questions that don't got answers and shit.
And you know, Trump ignorant. Trump would be like, why are you in here? This is the White House. There's no blacks allowed in here.
Yeah. The Minnesota Freedom Fund reveals that only $200,000 of the millions in donations they have actually been spent to bail out protesters.
Here we go.
So the Minnesota Freedom Fund faced a social media backlash after it revealed on Twitter that it spent around $200,000 to bail out protesters despite receiving millions in donations in the recent weeks. Appreciate all those calls for transparency. We see y'all. Our values and mission have not changed since 2016. Be on the lookout for things to come on our end. Be well. The nonprofit, which works to bail out those who couldn't afford it, posted on Twitter. Without jeopardizing the safety of the folks we bailed out, we paid well over $200,000 in the week since the uprising. We are working on doing more. The tweet sparked an outcry with critics calling out MFF for not using the funds to bail out protesters who were arrested during demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody on May 25th. Many said they had collected $35 million in donations in recent weeks and spent only a fraction, prompting $35 million and only $200,000 to start trending on Twitter. I saw explanations for this where people were saying, one, they never plan to have this amount of money. They've been dealing with like $10,000 budgets for the year before this. And then all of a sudden, all this fucking money came in from just everyone and everywhere. They even went on Twitter maybe a week or so ago and told people, please stop giving us money. Give some to these other organizations. We have enough.
Won't they take it and give it to the other organizations?
Well, apparently in a two-week time frame, when you ain't got the staff or the budget, you haven't really had time to prepare for this, it's not as simple as just being like, and now we just gave $500,000 to this other place.
Yeah, they probably
got to
get staff. They probably got.
It's tax.
Oh, they on the come up.
Yeah, they on a 501c. It's like some tax shit too, but you know, but it didn't stop niggas from being mad. Boy, they was on their ass this morning.
But that's the thing is that when you put an organization like this, it's infrastructure. You don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah.
To handle this type of thing.
Especially not within 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Most of these organizations are around for years and don't get a fraction of that money that they got in a few weeks.
Yeah, well, that's another person.
Sean King, where they're grifting, they ain't doing that shit. No, they're not on Sean King shit. They're just, they don't have the infrastructure in place. They didn't have an infrastructure in place for that.
Although I did see somebody pulled up their page and like, four to five of them was white, and then like one of them was a black woman and shit. They was like, look at these motherfuckers, man. I happened to notice. I'm like, god damn, they was bailing everybody out. You ain't had no problem when they was bailing everybody out. Like, just a lot of money, dog. Like,
right.
Good grief. But yeah, they,
first of all, I would say hire you a real accountant. That's the
real
one. Like an accountant, hire you somebody who can get them books, Andy Klein, getting them books. And then let that person hire a team to start dispersing.
Yeah, you got to get the whole firm on that one.
Yeah, you got to have, that's a lot of money. So you got to have a firm to disperse the money out.
And there were, there were people commenting that was from like Planned Parenthood and shit. And they was like, yeah, we have a big ass organization. Even with us, right, when there's a crisis and people just boom, like you get all the funding you supposed to have had for however long and you just get it in like 3 days. It's like, it's no fucking right way to allocate that shit in a fast play, in a fast way, right, you know? So right, yeah, but people was mad at them for having that money.
And I'm sure that there's something about taxes probably that you gotta, you gotta assess that part first.
Right.
How much tax we're going to have to pay on this, however that works. I'm sure somebody wants some tax money off of it.
Right. And then
start allocating out.
And you also have to, the thing is, they don't just do the bail. They're also like taking care of people's legal fees, people right going to court. Right. Some people right decided to fight the charges. So right not everybody's just taking a plea deal and going home. So, right, you know, they're like, this yeah shit.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we got to hire a law firm. I got to hire a law firm for you. So the good thing is that they got the money to make right all this happen.
Right.
You know, it's just you, this is what, look, this is what you signed up for. If you decided to do this, then right this is what you signed up for. So you're going to have to put, you're going to have to get resources in place to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God bless you and good luck.
That's why I only give money to Sean King, okay? Because I don't have I don't have to worry about where the money going. It's going in his pocket, okay?
It's going in the new Jordans, you okay know.
I'm trying to help this man floss, all right?
He'll tell you exactly where it went in about 4 years.
Yeah.
He'll have yep a receipt for you.
His black wife will hop on his account and tell me, but sure, that's fine.
Yeah. You better not ever fuck up that relationship.
Boy,
you know all the bodies are.
Boy. All the information is coming out.
All the secrets are coming out, and every secret is going to end with, and you got a little dick. Every
yeah man, if she ever go, ooh, yeah, he can't have no opinions in that house.
Nope.
Yeah, I would like to watch The Bachelorette again.
Would you, nigga?
Whatever you want to do, really. I'll turn the game off right now. Let's go walking. I don't mind.
Let's go walking.
He can't never raise his voice, boy.
I had the same discussion just last night. Want to go for a walk? I'm working.
That's because you ain't stole no money. You can say that.
Going back to Seinfeld. I still got hands.
You ain't got no secret, boy. Fuck around, man. She ever get on Twitter, just officially call him a white man, it's over, bro.
Oh no.
You white motherfucker, boy. She'll get welcome back to the cookout fast as shit, boy.
Yeah, she'll have like a 2,000 word long Medium post.
Yes.
It'll be like, I didn't want to have to write this.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the top. The post going to say 8 minutes, 8 minute read.
Yeah. Let me go get my glasses.
First of all.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get into some other segments, guys. All right. Let's do some fucking with black people. All right. Let me get my fucking with black people music out. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game that goes all around the globe, and we find different articles that make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Let's see who's fucking with us today. Oh, Mike Pence, back in the news.
Oh, boy.
Mike Pence invites Candace Owens to White House for talks on race relations.
Just this month.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
This motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Knew they was going to do it.
What else is he going to do?
You knew they was going to do it.
Guys,
didn't she already do that once? No, she went before Congress,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Talk about white supremacy.
She talked about the myth of white supremacy.
She also went when Van Jones was there, because he took pictures with her one time when they talked about prison reform. So she's on the list of blacks. So yeah, Mike Pence tweeted that he met with a small group of Black Americans to explore.
He did not tweet Black Americans. Did he tweet that?
They just said Black Americans in this article. It's from Euroweb, so maybe they're not from here.
Black Americans. Who are the Blacks?
Just call them niggas.
I've never heard that phrase.
Who are these Black Americans?
Just call them Negroes.
Yeah, let me see. Mike Pence's Twitter. Man, Mike Pence's Twitter is all the media is pictures of flags and rallies.
Of course, that makes sense.
This motherfucker got a, he got a type. Let's see. I don't see no, I don't even see a picture with Black people on this shit.
No Black American.
Yeah. I don't even see the tweet they talking about. Man, maybe this shit old, bro.
I mean, did he bring her in there so her hard ass hair could cut through the racism? Because it ain't all degreased.
Yeah.
Are you hair shaming, Karen? Is that what you're doing?
Oh man, if we can't hair shame Candace, I feel like
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just one hot comb, please.
Just one.
She washes and goes every day and don't condition enough. Just run it through
one time.
Mm-hmm.
Just run it through.
Hey, you know she
in the kitchen. What?
Yeah,
I like that.
Hey, you know she showered without the washcloth too. She doing like the commercials. With just a bar of soap.
Just a bar of soap and a hand.
Straight on her body.
you know she believe that.
Black folks, the only thing keeping the rag people in business. We believe in them rags.
Yeah.
Everybody else with them sponges. Them niggas is like, I'm not using no goddamn sponge.
They wouldn't sell none of them bad. Them little towels. So he tweeted that a small group of Black Americans met with him to explore how we can move our nation forward in the wake of the tragic death of George Floyd and the protests and rioting that have ensued.
First thing I'm gonna tell you is don't call me Black American again. That's the first thing I'm gonna tell you. Don't do that no more.
Now he did not tag Candace. He didn't tag Candace Owens in the
two coons.
He didn't tag Candace Owens in the picture, but he did tag three other Black conservatives. So he specifically skipped over tagging her, but he tagged Heritage Foundation President K. Cole James, Center for Urban Renewal and Education founder Star Parker, and Elroy Saylor, who previously served on Trump's transition team.
Oh, that means she was talking crazy in the meeting. That's what that means. Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, you know what? He probably would have had Jerry and Curl come in there, but they fucked around and got kicked off Fox.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, they get kicked off. The Magpies, they get kicked off.
They was too busy singing them Crow songs from Dumbo. The thing that's interesting about this to me is that Elroy Saylor clearly must have been named Leroy Saylor and changed it, because ain't no Black Elroys really. So he must have flipped it around. Leroy too Black. They won't let me in the Republican convention like this. It's Elroy. Elroy.
Yeah. Saylor.
I'll never fit in.
It's like a kid at a new school. Like, I'm going to be cool at this place.
Yeah.
I'm changing who I am.
And you know, Mike Pence, I don't even remember her name. What's that girl? I don't remember her name.
It's sad when Mike Pence know not to tag your ass to the photo. Like, you are so coon. You above the other people that we, like, if I see a Black person in a picture with Trump or Pence, I'm gonna immediately assume, like, might be some cooning going on. But then to take it another step where he's like, I can't even acknowledge this motherfucker because her shit is out of pocket, okay?
That's what I think happened. Did you see that when she said that Chappelle mentioning her was power? Did you see that shit? Did y'all talk about that?
Yeah, I saw that. And, I agree with her. I mean, she's right. Okay.
That's what she was saying.
That's what she wanted. Like,
that's her game. That's the whole game, is to be recognized and to be mentioned. That's all she needs.
Everybody thought they was going to get her. You got her to the White House. You can't win with this woman. You're not going to ever be able to win. The day that we'll win is when white people stop fucking with her. She gets fired. Cause they always do this about every 2-3 years. They cycle out coons. When that happens, we'll get our moment to be like, oh, cool. They gonna get a new coon, and then but stop sharing this woman's videos and all her shit, man.
Yep, That Hughes kid, what's his name? Coleman Hughes? He gonna be next.
He coming up.
He coming up.
And what's your boy? Y'all introduced me to him. CJ something?
CJ Pearson? Yeah.
He got next. Yo.
Who's CJ Pearson?
He actually went, when she came out and talked shit about George Floyd, CJ Pearson replied to her on Twitter. It's like, come on, Candace, you can't, don't say that. Like,
he just lost
trying
his
to carve out his own little niche.
See, he in the D League. That's a real rookie move. You know what I'm saying? But give him 4 or 5 years to develop.
Right.
And 2024, CJ will be on Fox handling it down.
Compassion is a rookie move.
Rookie mistake.
Right. He gotta get them cool muscles good and strong.
Like, he probably watched the video and actually cried and shit. And she was like, oh, I can't do this.
Paris Denard caught a case.
Yeah, he did.
A white woman brought it. The last thing you want in that world is for a white woman bringing a case against you. When that happens,
you really gonna find out too.
You know who else that brought down? Herman Cain.
Yeah, that's exactly what brought him down.
Nigga was adorable.
Yeah, that light skinned lady.
Yeah, he was it was a white lady. It was
a white lady.
Oh, that's done.
Yeah, he slowly took his 999 pizza sale and got on out the race.
Godfather's pizza. Ugh.
Terrible pizza. Jesus.
Coonan will never trump white women. Okay.
Oh,
no, sir.
In a Facebook Live clip that she shared on Twitter, Owens detailed her issue with black folks holding up Floyd as a martyr. I've never watched it, and we will not be playing it here.
We'll not watch it.
So anyway, 0 to 100, Karen?
Oh, 25, because I actually don't care.
Don't care. Okay, all right. What about you, Tim? 0 to 100?
I'd say about 72.
Okay, we round up 75. Interval's 25.
75, my bad.
All good. What about you, Randolph?
I think the effort to fuck with black people was like an 80. Mm-hmm. The effort.
Yeah, that's what bothers me.
But the execution to fuck with black people, that's only like a 20.
Okay, so 25.
Just because we don't fuck with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the effort.
It was up there.
It was good effort to fuck with black people. I give him that.
Okay. What about you? What about you, Andy?
Yeah, I agree with Randolph. The intent was there. I mean, this was like the big touchdown play, and they got like 3 yards on it. So it's like in reality, it came out to 25.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. I'm not really fucked with by it, but I know I should be. But I don't know if it's just I'm desensitized because I talk about this shit every day. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think it's just you're seeing what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Effort should make you mad. Like, you really want to fuck with me, motherfucker. But next thing you're like,
right.
It's like
if you roast me about something that I'm already secure about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's why you bald. I'm like, I shave this off every morning. Okay, cool. Yeah, you're right, bro. I'm bald. You got me.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm probably like 25, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
Now this one, Ahmaud Arbery's relatives and other families meet with Trump ahead of him signing his order on policing.
Fuck out of here.
Relatives of Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man shot to death while jogging in Georgia, met privately with President Donald Trump, along with other victims' families on Tuesday before he signed an executive order on policing. The meeting and Trump orders followed nationwide protests over George Floyd. All Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain. Trump said in the Rose Garden, we are one nation. When we grieve together, we heal together. Now, supposedly, he wanted them to also take a photo with him as like a photo op, kind of like the HBCU thing, kind of like the black conservative thing he did maybe a few months back. And they had a 2-hour discussion where they basically said no. And their lawyer, Lee Merritt, who was also a friend of Sean King, they talked about it on Twitter, saying that the family decided not to do it. But it sounds like it was a setup to get them to do it.
It was a setup.
That's why he invited them in the first place.
Yeah, and I think he was kind of trying to get ahead of the public backlash, the people finding that out, because Sean King was tweeting about how, you know, they made the decision not to do it, and we respect that, blah, blah. And people was like, what the fuck were they doing there in the first place? Like, y'all the one advising them. Why didn't you just say, no, don't do this?
Yeah. Here's the thing is, this is which family members?
Who? Let's see.
Which family? Because you know, in a family,
right? They consider a lot
people
of
people in the family mm-hmm. that be there. Like that, a black family. Was this a black cousin who went?
The difference mm-hmm. between Bernice King and Alveda King and shit. Exactly. Like, not the same. Not the same.
It's not the same shit. Which family members? Is it the family member that has to sit out back? At the go, man, take the plate and go sit over there by your damn self. Is it that family member at the picnic or?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Is it the family member who prays over the meal? Was it that family member? If it's that family member, it's
that.
Pray over the meal family member. Okay, I'll listen to what they got to say. But if it's the motherfucker that everybody watches because they're afraid he's gonna take something out of somebody's purse, I don't give a fuck about him. You know what I mean? It's family member. It's who all the family met. I noticed you didn't say it was the father meant or the mother or his
family.
Sir, you just said family. Well, who's that?
Yeah, it's weird though because the Lee Merritt is the lawyer. Once again, him and Sean King were kind of taking the helm of this. And they were like, he tweeted out news reports of a photo op with the president or standing with the White House during the signing of the executive order were false. But then they also tweeted that there was a 2-hour discussion before the signing where it was kind of meted out that they wouldn't be doing the photo op. So I feel like this is that thing Trump does where he invites you and then he pulls that okie doke of, well, let's take a quick picture real quick. And you're like, no, that's all you want me here for. You don't actually give a fuck about any of this shit. Now I have to pause for a second here. Randolph, if you I know you were about to say something.
I just feel like, you know, you say family, it doesn't really mean a whole hell of a lot,
right?
You know? What you're telling me, specific people in the family, this person, they don't even want to put their names on it. That tells me everything I need to know. I find it hard to believe that his like if it was my son, I wouldn't go to the White House. I'm going to say it like that. So
it's kind of interesting because he's the lawyer for the family, which I would assume are, you know, close members of the family. He's their lawyer. But you're right. It's weird that they didn't, because normally they will come out and be like, it was the mom or
they would have named specifically.
Yeah. So maybe even they knew this is a whack move and.
Right.
We don't want to put this on the family by naming any specific person because we saw what happened to both Tom Jean's little brother when he hugged Amber Geiger in court. He caught hell for that.
Yeah. I was listening to somebody talk about that just the other day that you can't blame that. You can't blame him. Look, he's got to do what he's got to do to find whatever piece he's got to find. It's that motherfucking judge.
Bruh.
That's the shit. That motherfucking judge. I don't even get that. I still don't get that.
Yeah. Yeah. I told man, you know, not to get too deep, but that was my thing is I felt envious. Like I normally don't deal with jealousy or envy at all. Like I normally don't feel those feelings, but when I saw her hug that cop, I just felt like, why the criminal justice system don't never do that shit for us?
No.
Cause I don't really have a problem with the idea of an empathetic criminal justice system. Niggas. Yeah, exactly. We need that. Like, it would be a lot better if people were treated with, you know, some level of humanity. Like, you made a mistake, but that doesn't mean you're not a human no more.
Right.
That doesn't mean you don't have potential to be redeemed and all this shit. You know, for them to do that for a fucking cop, for some crying white woman, that, like, I just felt a tremendous amount of anger and jealousy because I was like, y'all would never see, if that was me, you would never see me that way.
Right.
A fucking.
The brother's got to do what he's got to do.
Right.
You can't really fault him for whatever he feels like he's got to do to get where he needs to be.
Yeah.
But a Bible? I'm gonna give you a Bible now, you bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
That's your way. Didn't that judge? Didn't she apologize or something? She came out afterwards and said, "I realized it looked bad." Something like that.
Yeah. So, because she could have also hugged her like behind the scenes. So, like, I think she knew. See, that's the thing, dog. The system's so fucked up. That's a woman who is a judge who still has to work with law enforcement to do her job.
Correct.
So, so now you got her putting on for the cops to be like, hey, I don't hate y'all. Just listen, she got to go to jail. But look how sorry I am to send one of y'all to jail because the cops are so sensitive.
You know what, though? That's you being nice.
Right.
Could just be that she believes that shit. That she's just like, this is my side, and I'm standing with my side.
It always, always could be. Always could be.
This is my side.
Right.
I'm with her.
Right. Could be. But if that, I feel like the reason I give her a little bit of the doubt is because she came out and apologized. I feel like if you feel gung ho, like, nah, the fuck y'all. This is my side. Them type of niggas don't apologize at all. They don't even recognize black people being upset. They're like, fuck you. Candace Owens don't talk to us.
She don't care.
You know what I mean? So I think about the pressure of that job, man. Every time, you know, it's what happened, what they try to do to Kamala Harris, where it's like, okay, if we just take all the context out of the situation, like she was just in a vacuum, just being like, I'm throwing niggas in jail. Like,
yeah.
Is, you know, there's a difference. Like there's a job where they expect you to throw, say, 5,000 niggas in jail, and you reduce it to 1,000. There's still 1,000 niggas that went to jail.
Yeah.
But I do recognize your contribution to trying to fix that system and be like, jail can't be the answer for everything. Anyway, last one for fucking with, oh wait, did we score that, last one for fucking with black people?
Oh, 100.
Which one was that one? Oh,
the families of the White House.
Yeah. Karen's 100.
Yeah, cause only cause Trump's involved and he don't give a fuck. 100.
All right. Yeah. Randolph?
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those things of the effort is 100, but the execution was like a 10 because of, at some points, cooler heads prevailed and were like, we're not taking this picture, are we? We're not doing that. Mm. You know, but like Karen said, Trump was involved and the effort was 100. Like I'm going to stand next to these black people and smile and they're going to smile and shake my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Tim?
Probably about 80. Same thing. Just effort. It's always effort with them though. Cause they don't think shit through. They just go, what's going to hurt them? And you don't get, I don't get upset with what they do. It's more about why do you want to hurt? I don't understand that. So that's 80.
Okay. What about you, Andy?
I'm going to go 75. I think it's not over yet. I think Trump's going to use this meeting again later against people by saying, I met with those families and they were very nice and they thought we're doing a great job. And they told me, I've talked to them since then and they've called me and said, you're doing such a great job. So it's in perpetuity. So, I mean, the results today weren't that bad necessarily, but you gotta add a little more to it for the future attempts.
That's like Tanya was saying in the chat rooms, and Trump involved fuckery.
Yeah. I would give it a Dracarys, a rare, just burn everything down. Cause, to me, it is about the effort, and what he's doing is so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you throw in Lee Merritt and Sean King should know better. You know, I don't even give a fuck if you think they like grifters and all that shit. Even if you think that, they should be smarter than to have a family possibly go up there. Cause if you go there and you're black, that's what the fuck he gonna try to do. Like, I'm glad they didn't go all the way through to it, but come on, man. Like, you knew this motherfucker was like, oh, we'll get a quick picture and then go out there and pass some whack ass, like, not really. I think he banned chokeholds unless it's in a life threatening situation, which means nothing because they'll just say, I fear for my life.
Banned. That's and, what that means. Right. They're not banned.
They'll just kill you and say, I was scared for my life.
That's just not what they always say.
Right.
I feel like you're right. I don't know much about Lee Merritt the way I know more about Ben Crump.
Right.
I feel like you should be smarter as a lawyer to say, you know, they invite us to the White House and we're not going.
Right.
I feel like you should be smart enough to say that because anybody that goes to the White House gets tainted by Trump. There's no way around that. You can't win.
The only people that I really felt bad for that went was the HBCU people because literally their funding was on the line.
Yes,
and
that was early though.
Right. And it was early.
Once.
Yeah. Right.
We're not going again.
Right. And they was the first people that got, in my opinion, got tricked. They was the first ones. Yeah. After that, I'll be like, well, no, why would you even go up there? You know what I mean?
They don't need a photo op for the photographer to take a picture. They just can just start snapping pictures.
Right.
So if they're in the same room, if they're in the same area.
Right.
Click, click, click.
And the thing is though, Tim, they want the certain type of picture.
Yeah.
They want the professional. They want him sitting at that desk, mm-hmm. looking right. at the camera,
with everybody
and all these
him.
Sad niggas behind him, mm-hmm. like, yep. look at what I did, America. I'm still doing my job.
You want a pen, nigga, after I sign? Saddest shit ever.
Yeah, I
like,
hate
no,
that
we
shit.
Don't want to take a picture with it. What the fuck? Click, yeah. What the fuck?
Right. Get these men some Burger King and some McDonald's in here. Whoppers all around.
All you can eat. It's on me.
Call it the coon shot, yeah?
It is. It is, yo. All right. Last one for fucking with black people. We can change the narrative. Black men dress in suits, Lee Crowder.
Oh, yeah. I just posted about this today.
Lee Crowder, hundreds in the march.
Wendy's for everyone.
At the steps of the Joslyn Art Museum, a crowd of hundreds gathered Friday night to march against racial injustice in Omaha. A group of 30 black men dressed in suits led the march from the museum around downtown Omaha. Event organizer Kale Walker said he was inspired by similar demonstrations across the country. I've been seeing different movements all over the country in different cities and states like Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, North Carolina, Chicago, where these black men are getting together dressed nicely to try to change the narrative of what's going on in our country.
What?
Marcher Brandon Stennis said the suit represents something different to each person. We're coming together. We represent not only us as black men, which is important, but that people can come together and unify one another around for common cause. Everyone else in the march dressed casually, following along in support. It feels good to come out and see the unity of people coming together, said Lael Goodwin. The march, hosted by networking company Rhizoma, also collected food donations for Abide, an organization that provides neighborhood relief in North Omaha. Proceeds were also raised for the Global Leaders Group, an organization that restores North 24th Street. Being a partly owned black business, we thought that it was only partly owned. We thought it was our mission and our duty to give back to our communities. Do they not have any black businesses, or what is that about? Make a lot of compromises in this protest, fam.
I think that's where this whole idea came from. The partly part.
Yeah. You know what? Let's put on suits. They have never seen nothing like this. Okay?
Right. Why don't you guys wear suits instead of those hoodies?
You know, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Let's do that, brother. Get your best out.
Come on.
They'll never beat us in suits, said Martin Luther King crossing the bridge. So yeah, we planned this when it was supposed to be 82 and cloudy, but we all know how Midwest weather is. It's all good. It's what it is what it is, and here we are today, said Walker. So yeah, what do you guys give the black men in suit trying to change the narrative to protest? Karen?
I give it 100.
You're saying that they're fucking with us, right?
Yeah, how much do you feel fucked with, Karen? Okay.
Oh, for me, it's 100. This always bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I understand we all have our different ways and things like that, but this always bothers me because the suit don't matter. Like at the end of the day, they'll beat you and whoop you and kill you and pin you just like they would somebody else in a jogging suit. It does not matter. The problem is the color of the skin is in the suit.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Randolph?
How many different ways do we have to say what Karen just said? How many different ways does it have to be said? I can't say it any other way differently than what she just said. How many different ways? Each of us are going to say the exact same thing. How many different, first of all, it's 100, not even a question. How many different ways does this need to be said? Other than the fact that this is some shit, some respectability politics shit where you're trying to make yourself look good for the white gaze. Mm-hmm. What the fuck about the white gaze? Why are we still worried about that? I mean, listen, I get it. It took me a long time to get it off my back too. Mm-hmm. So I get it. Okay. But it's 2020.
Right.
Okay. We gotta let this shit go, man. I mean, somebody commented on my, on my wall, Eddie Lyles. He's a good dude. He's a really good dude. He's a good comic. And he posted a thing about he doesn't have a problem with it and stuff like that. And at this point, I've kind of lost energy to go into explaining yet again why I have a problem with it. I don't have energy for that anymore. I'm like, okay, you do you, man. But that shit is And I'm a guy who wears suits, right. By the way. But right. Come on.
Did you tell Eddie to imagine you wrote that while wearing a suit and then see if he would respect it? You know what, Randolph? You're making some good points. Okay, I didn't see it before. Tim, what about you?
I'm wearing a suit right now while I'm typing this.
Tim, what about you, man?
100.
All right. What about you, Andy?
I guess I'm going to go 100. It almost seems like this event was sponsored by Men's Warehouse behind this.
Yeah.
Like Big Suit was behind this. And hopefully none of those guys, hopefully none of them tore that tag off their wrist so they can return the suit. Mm-hmm. But you can see where people tell you all the time, when you put on a suit, you tend to stand up straighter. You kind of feel better about yourself. But that doesn't mean people feel better about you. It's
right.
You feel more self-respect, and maybe that will empower you to go out and speak your mind and all that. But it stops at you. So
right.
Yeah.
I get why wearing a suit might make you feel a certain way, but it's not going to make anyone change how they feel about you.
Yeah, so. I give it 100 as well, but I would give it less if they would have went and got suits from them pimp stores that be in the black mall.
Like Threads, some K and G suits.
Threads with a Z, or like Vines with a Z, something like that.
Yes.
Like if they would came out there like.
Or what about the suits for you?
Yeah.
Yes.
If they had like
and
a U
is just a big ass U on
if
the.
We had
line.
Like a pinstripe purple joint with like a big brim purple hat, mm-hmm. then I probably would go lower. Then 100, yeah. Like I'm like, them suits ain't gonna save you either, but I appreciate the that you standing out making a point. But
for every button more than 3, you take away 5 points.
Yeah, I'm like, they all had Steve Harvey suits.
I should have watched. Yeah, Steve Harvey suits.
If the dude that
doing that, I would say they were fucking with them.
Yeah.
Like, a whole new segment for that, I'd give him 100.
God
if they
damn.
Came out, if they came out with them big ass Michael Jordan suits, bruh. Like, I forgot how ridiculous they used to look back then.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's the worst part of that documentary is how big those damn suits were.
Yo, that's what we need is if we had a sketch show. We could do the we'll be talking like, yeah, brothers, we're going to get together. We're going to put on suits and we're going to show them we marching with respect. And then it show us later in the store getting them zoot suits and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what eight buttons, brother.
Yeah, that's what
yes.
we marching.
Y'all going to have matching handkerchief and them cuffs that go on your wrist.
I want a button for every minute he was on the ground. Okay. I want 9 buttons. Like
all the way up to here.
Right. walking
down. Those suits look ridiculous.
Right. I want a 9 button jacket that's sleeveless.
Right.
Yes, with an ascot. I'm going to stunt on them niggas.
We're going to be walking all slow motion and shit, and the music behind us going to be. Like,
Freddy's dead.
Yeah.
Why are they all walking out in wingtip shoes?
I don't think these brothers showed up to the right march.
Well, they
terrified.
Yes, were they sponsored by Stacey Adams?
They'd be more scared of us.
No justice. No justice. No crease. Okay?
Ah, yes!
Yeah, that's what we need. Anyway, 100 for them. I mean, like Randolph said, I don't know how you don't get it. It's 2020. It's not just us.
Man. How many different ways do you have to hear it?
All right, so I'm going to let y'all pick for the last segment, okay? I know we've been going for a while. Would y'all want to end on us? I mean, we're going to do Sword Ratchetness last, but before that, do y'all want to end with the brand new segment, the cookout? Welcome to the cookout. We invite white people who have done the bare minimum to the cookout. Or do y'all want to do some classic Guess the Race?
I mean, you can never really go wrong with Guess the Race, but we can test out a new segment on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. I like the welcome to the cookout.
Okay.
To a cookout.
Going to the cookout. All right. I like this, guys. Trying something new over here. All right. So the cookout segment is, of course, where we invite people to the cookout, white people, not black people, for doing the bare minimum. All right. And today is no exception. Let's start first here with Care Bears.
Okay.
Care Bears, anybody?
The Care Bears creator debuts a Black Lives Matter bear.
Come on, Care Bears.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know.
Where are people going to see it? I don't even. The Care Bears still on?
I think they are, yeah.
Let's see. Original Care Bears concept artist Muriel Farion has debuted a Black Lives Matter bear. The new artwork is part of the illustrator's effort to raise funds for the Reed Foundation, a Tulsa-based black organization that works to help at-risk youth. Yeah, the bear has a black power fist for their symbol.
Yes, because they take their symbol and it goes up in the air.
Yeah, and then it shoots out like a rainbow into people.
I think the question is, what color is the bear, though?
Got to be black, right?
Is it a black bear or is it a brown bear?
True. That's just a rendering.
It's a BOC. Bear of color.
My mom, creator of Original Care Bears, drew a Black Lives Matter bear, said Colin Farion in a tweet. You can buy print shirts, etc. on Redbubble. All proceeds go to Reed Foundation, a black founded organization which helps disadvantaged youth in Tulsa. He later tweeted that Redbubble had since removed the Black Lives Matter bear merchandise from his site after receiving a takedown notice from the rights holder. He followed up by saying they are hoping it will be available for sale soon on the online store. Now, who's the right? Oh, it must be one of fake troll shit. Like, cause she's the right holder. She fucking created it.
Right.
Yeah, unless someone like Hasbro has the rights and she has to clear it with them.
Which, I mean, if that's the case, them niggas about to get boycotted. They better stop fucking around. It is not the time. Yo, black people are getting everything right now. Every day I look up, be like,
seems like it.
Don't it? Every day I see a new thing where I'm like, I didn't even know we could ask for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even know we needed that.
Right. That bear is cute. I want that shirt for my daughter. That bear is cute.
Ain't it adorable? Hey, Negroes, check in the mail. I bet you we're going to have a check pretty soon.
Right.
Oh, that's some cute shit.
Low key, I think Biden, that's probably going to be one of the first things he does when he gets in there.
Try to start
reparations.
Listen, if you're just not saying it.
He's just not saying it right now. But after
to talk about it, you're miles ahead of where anybody else has been.
True.
I like that Build-A-Bear. I like that.
I like it too, man. So we gotta let them in the cookout, y'all.
Let them in.
Oh, they definitely coming. I mean, everyone's getting in the cookout. That's it. Doesn't matter if we like them or not. But anyway, welcome to the cookout, Care Bears.
Your tummy. Make it shine. Can I rub on your belly?
Get some extra honey for the bears where they can have a seat. Okay, we know what y'all into.
Yes. Bring the rest of them over here and do the gay rainbow.
You can have a seat next to Winnie the Pooh. Okay.
Yes, you know Winnie gonna be there.
Yeah, he's a Tigger lover. If you're a Tigger lover, you're definitely coming. all right, so the Bears got in. Let's see who else is coming. Oh, I've been waiting for them to come.
Uh-oh.
Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, yes. They've been in low-key. They just didn't know it.
Yeah. The official ice cream of the cookout.
Yes, the official ice cream.
They didn't know it.
I don't give a fuck if you like it better. Nothing better than Ben and Jerry's to me.
You can't just eat banana pudding and yellow cake.
Right.
Yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Gotta have some ice cream with it.
In a steel pan.
I will throw the Talenti in the trash. I don't give a fuck, okay? Ben and Jerry show up, we shutting it down. Ben and Jerry's co-founders were arrested during a protest at the U.S. Capitol.
Uh-oh.
God,
they went in.
God damn, they about it.
Mm-hmm. They're old too. They're too old to be out there in that heat.
Right. They already be talking all that shit. You didn't even like. They talk so much shit about Trump and white people so much for no reason. That, like they, I think they have a Black Lives Matter ice cream. I'm not joking. Do. I think that's one of the flavors. Yeah,
Black Lives Matter ice cream. Yeah.
God damn. So yeah, they Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, the co-founders of the popular American ice cream company Ben & Jerry's, were arrested on Monday as part of the Democracy Awakening protest in the U.S. Capitol steps in Washington, D.C. The businessmen, both 65, were reportedly... That's why your white ass ain't got no excuse. I don't want to hear it. Oh, my grandpa's old. These niggas are 65.
65.
They mm-hmm. get it.
they grew up in Vermont.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? They ain't got no reason to website. Help black people.
They put up a Black Lives Matter post on October 6, 2016.
Right.
They've been at this for a while.
They've been about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got turned out on some Isley Brothers early on.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It was probably
Isley Brothers and some OJs turned them out. And I know people all over the world love trained OJs. I'm talking some deep cut OJs. They got turned out early on.
They did so. They smoked that weed and never came back.
Never came back.
You know who makes a lot of sense? Bob Marley.
A lot, don't it?
We should make ice cream. The businessmen, both 65, reportedly arrested by the United States Capitol Police on the East Front rotunda steps of the building for unlawful demonstration activities, according to press release from police. The report does not name Cohen or Greenfield or any other people arrested. All are approximately 300 individuals were charged for crowding, obstructing, or incommoding. I don't even know what that is. Incommoding? Anyway, and were processed and released on the scene. Democracy Awakening is a movement against the influence of what they call big money in the government. It has led protests in Capitol for several days in hopes of a fair hearing and an up and down vote on President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. According to the group's website, the nonviolent protests coincide with Democracy Spring campaign. Similar protests are organized. Wait, how old is this? Oh, this was 2016. Damn, they've been about it that long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the same post then.
Holy shit.
But they just put up a new post recently, I think.
Yeah, I guess this is a, you know what? They're coming
it's
to the cookout.
It's a screenshot of the old post.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, y'all crackers just now catching up?
Get out the ice cream station to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The ice cream truck gonna come up. Gonna have number Ben and Jerry. Give me some of that Americone dream. Okay.
Come on.
I'm trying to get on that. They about to change all the names. The Rocky Road to Freedom.
You're right. They've been at the cookout.
He's rapping to an old white lady.
Have you tried have you tried our new flavor, the Rocky
Onion? Old white lady named Pearl.
Yeah.
Have you tried the new flavor? Hey, Pearl. You tried this new flavor ice cream we made. It's called Rocky Underground Railroad. Okay. it'll get you woke.
Watch
all right.
Old niggas get all up in your guts.
Also coming to the cookout, our boy, and as Randolph calls him, Governor Blackface.
Who that is?
Ralph Northam.
Oh, really?
I'm about to say, he done did some more shit.
What'd he do?
He is back at it, y'all.
Man, he's been doing it.
he been tap dancing for a hot minute.
Today,
man, he's been doing it.
He said he will make Juneteenth, the June 19th commemoration of the end of American slavery. He will make it a paid holiday for all executive branch employees. And he proposed a bill to make it a statewide paid holiday.
Come on through.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on with it then.
Mm-hmm. You know he coming.
Yeah.
Yes!
That's his song. He's gonna moonwalk into the spot.
Yep.
he gonna moonwalk us to freedom. Okay? I'm so jealous of y'all in Virginia, man. Damn.
Hey, do that shit again. Kick your leg up. Hey,
Miss Northam, no, let him go. He can do it this time. we're gonna be in there like, go Ralph,
to the left, to the right, to the right.
His wife is just gonna have a sour look on her face.
Yeah. She's gonna be upset. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be like, y'all really gonna let him dance? Yes, he can dance till his heart passes out.
She gonna be like the old lady at the beginning of every old 90s hip hop video and shit.
She gonna be mad at like them people in Footloose. How dare you dance?
Right.
Unplugging the boombox.
Right. I don't approve this.
She gonna unplug it, and you know the kids are smart. They was like, a man is wireless. Keep the party going.
3 minutes in, I'm starting to feel it. Maybe they...
he's I want to say he's redeemed himself, but I feel like if we tell him that, this shit might stop. So
yeah,
right.
I'm gonna say he's still on the redemption path.
Yeah.
Well, at some point, we're just gonna demand that all of our white governors have blackface in their past. Like that's gonna be considered something we can hold against them.
Use that white guilt.
Yeah. At some point,
random black holidays.
At some point, it feels like he really just started lapping all the other white dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's out of control at this. I think he's addicted to progress now. This some of this shit, like even black people didn't ask for or care about. We didn't even know to want it. And it's like, you know what? Juneteenth, everybody getting paid. Like, God damn, calm down, bro.
I get the day off.
I didn't even know you knew what that was.
Well, I didn't until 20 minutes ago, but it sounds good to me now. Yeah.
It's a holiday.
Let's do a holiday.
There's a lot of people that did not know what that meant. And I don't, I thought it was just, I knew because it was from Texas.
Texas.
But
I know. That's what I thought. Right.
That's what I thought. I didn't even know it was a nationwide holiday. I thought it was just a Texas thing.
Not no more.
Yeah. I mean,
Ralph says it's a Virginia thing now.
Yes, I mean, it was a holiday, but nobody, you didn't get like the day off. And
it was
like,
a holiday for us.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't get a holiday. I'm pretty sure he's going to do something with Pharrell too. Like,
the other thing I like about Northam is he did that one interview after the blackface where, he said something where people tried to take it out of context. Like, he said slavery started 200 years ago, but it really was 300 years or something like that. And it was clearly you knew what he meant. And he realized, okay, so no more press conferences. Every time y'all see me, I'm just going to be moving us to freedom. And that motherfucker ain't said a word since. The only time he talks is to come out like every Tuesday and be like,
Cleveland
guess
Browns
what, guys?
Baker Mayfield said this week.
And now he just comes out like every Tuesday to be like, guess what, guys? I got all the good time reruns for free. All right, y'all. See y'all.
And y'all know what? He,
see y'all next Tuesday.
He dropping these laws like mixtape rappers.
Right.
He's falling down. Like I said, I would like to say he's redeemed himself, but I feel like if we say it, he going to stop. So,
yeah.
Well, the thing about Virginia, you're only allowed to do one term as governor. So everybody's a lame duck. Everybody has that second half of their term where they're just like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
So, like a couple governors ago, they had this guy, I think Terry McAuliffe or whatever.
Yeah.
It was Bob McDonnell. It was the guy before that. And he was like, he got some federal corruption charges because he didn't give a fuck in his own way. He was a Republican. But if you're not going to get reelected, you don't have to worry about getting votes anymore. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, that's how you know it's his heart.
Right.
Like he really feel bad about that blackface shit, man. Like he really a good dude because he could be like, well, what the fuck y'all going to do? You can't reelect me. And you definitely can't get rid of me, so I see, you know, but he really be coming out every week like, you know what else? I was thinking about this last night. All the Confederate statues, take them down. Take them down.
You know what? He must have some other aspirations. He was like, I'm going to make it so good that when I throw my hat in the ring, they're going to at least consider me.
I would vote for this nigga for president, no hesitation.
Me too.
I'm not even joking. He could come in today. Like he'd be like, listen, I'm taking over for Biden. I'd be like, yeah, Biden, get the fuck out the way, bro.
Bye, Biden.
Don't fuck with this. We gonna get reparations.
If he don't get Virginia, black Virginians reparations, then
yo,
just us.
Just Virginia gonna do just reparations. Virginia. Oh, I'm gonna be so mad. Oh,
they don't fuck around. Just have a flood of new people just move into
everybody
the state.
Everybody needs to get a PO box in Virginia. There's established residents.
Yeah,
Virginia.
Like everybody. Everybody has a business in Delaware because it's tax free.
Virginia gonna be like the American Liberia where we all can come. Like you can get your freedom here.
Yep.
Move to Virginia, you be well, free.
Look, it started here. You can come back here.
Yeah.
1619. It started here in 1619.
We got
you. Come back here.
Did it really? Alexandria, right?
1619.
Jamestown.
20 and odd slaves arrived in Jamestown in 1619.
Mm-hmm. Where's Jamestown?
20
it's down
and
by like it's down by like Virginia Beach that area down there. Yeah,
of course,
20 mm-hmm. and odd.
Mm-hmm. That means 500.
You don't want to know about Lieutenant Governor. He fucked up.
Yeah,
he's in
fuck Fairfax. I think is his name. Fuck him.
Justin Fairfax.
Yeah. He's in trouble, and they got a black woman coming for his job too. Yeah. So she's next.
He definitely losing that shit. He ain't.
Yeah, he done.
He gone. that nigga was raping black women. So yeah, he definitely ain't got no Democratic support.
He's dead. He's going into consulting work as soon as his term is over.
Right. Ever since they caught him on tape or some shit in the meeting calling somebody a bitch, I was like, oh, bro, you must really not want to, you don't want this job. That's definitely the wrong response.
Right.
Like, this bitch is lying. I said, ooh.
Oh, just, he did that shit.
Northam moonwalked out the room. Yeah,
he did. He moonwalked into the bushes like Homer Simpson.
Hello. Well, you put this shit on me. You ain't fucking me up with black people. Let me get the fuck out of here.
He did that spin move where he turns into dust.
Yeah.
He
just disappears. Yes.
Remember the time.
Yes.
Justin Fairfax was like, that bitch is lying.
Yes. Was like, not me.
Ralph, what you doing? Ralph.
Jordan was like, I can't rock with you.
Yeah. This nigga is off the wall.
I can't.
He's out of my life.
The way you making me feel right now is like someone gonna get fired. Okay. Oh man.
Hey, you put the church finger up.
He walked out.
Oh, that's my
time.
Hand up to God.
All right. This is the last one. Baker Mayfield.
Oh what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
He says that he will absolutely be kneeling during the national anthem. And if I lose fans, that's okay.
Come on through.
Look, you know how I feel about these dudes getting on the kneeling party at the end. Mm. Now when it's easy. You know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Baker's one of them odd. He's one of those odd kind of things. Like I don't want him at the cookout, mm-hmm. but I'm like, you know, one of my little cousins is going to bring him.
Of course. Oh, he definitely, first of all, he definitely hanging out with one of your little cousins that let.
I know. And he knows all the moves. He knows how to play spades.
One of those cousins where you pull them to the side and be like, don't you let these white boys say the N-word around you. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
How cool you think they are. Though they are not that cool.
Like, is he gonna get a little bit too familiar with Pop Pop, and then Pop Pop's gonna smack the shit out of him? Is that gonna happen here?
I hope not.
I can see it.
Disrespectful.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, he says he's gonna join the kneeling protests against police brutality and racial inequality during the national anthem when the NFL season picks back up. And a screenshot, he revealed his intentions on Instagram. And a screenshot of the exchange captured and posted by ESPN writer Adam Schefter on Twitter, a fan could be seen telling Mayfield, please tell Browns fans you are not going to be kneeling this season. And he said, pull your head out. I absolutely am.
Mm.
Oh, he hit him with that stone cold, like.
yeah.
Like, oh, you thought. Mm-mm.
Because Mayfield said so.
Yeah. Stone Cold called somebody a some bitch. Like, I love that.
But Stone Cold is a dude that can be at the cookout. He's been at the cookout.
He's been about
Stone
it. Cold,
he's one of them dudes.
Yeah.
But Baker, I mean, he's coming. Mm-hmm. You bring in Baker again, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
I mean, today actually was a pretty good day for the cookout. To be honest, like, I've let in much worse white people.
Yes.
This is a good crop. You guys stumbled into a good day to be on the show, because.
Better late than never for Baker. I mean, he's a young kid.
Mm. Yeah.
I think all these guys, though, they're going to have to do more than just kneel. I mean, Chuck Schumer beat you to it.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi beat you to it. Like, it's kind of, I wouldn't say played out, but it's like these people. They're so late to the kneeling. They're so late that even like 80-year-old politicians are seeing the value in kneeling. So it's fine if he kneels, but what's he going to say in the press conferences when these issues bubble back up? Is he going to say, I'm just going to focus on my team and try hard? Or is he going to actually see how he feels about this shit?
That's a great point, Andy. Right. Now we'll say Schumer and Nancy Pelosi kneeling, they definitely – first ballot cookout, because if you can get on your knees for 9 minutes at that age,
oh, you know they, yeah. you give a fuck. Was hot when they got up. Them yeah. niggas was angry right. as hell at them.
You give a fuck, because I'm 41 and I don't think I would hit the 9 minutes on you.
And right. they didn't even have those pads that plumbers wear.
Right. Did no. you see when she tried to get up? They had to help Nancy. She was like, hold up. I don't know if we coming. I don't
yeah,
know.
She had heels on.
I'm going to need some assistance. And she also had that full outfit that was color coded to the kente cloth. Which That's is how true. You know she give a fuck, because she coordinates her shit, and you can go find a catalog of pictures throughout the years giving you looks with everything she care about. So I fuck with Nancy. Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, Baker's coming to the cookout, guys. Got to give it to him.
Hey.
Oh, see, and he can listen to that too. That's what I'm saying. He can listen to that. He was full up. The car he's rolling, it would be playing that. Oh, Baker's here.
Yeah, and you know how them young boys is. Hey, white boy, you know how to play tonk?
You know. They're all excited to play. Of course I do, you know.
Hey, we need another one for dominoes, nigga. Get over here.
Come on!
Excited.
Been waiting to play this all week.
Yeah. Baker runs over at his 4.3 speed. I'm here.
Yeah, we had a whole episode of, I can't remember if it was a pregame or a sports show last week. We had a we were doing a game called like which white celebrities could play spades.
Yes.
And yeah, Baker Mayfield probably could play spades. He on the list.
Tom Hanks,
yeah, he was on the list. Joe Biden can play spades, dog. Absolutely can play spades.
I believe that. Brad Pitt.
Right. Bernie Sanders cannot play spades.
No, he cannot. No.
Bernie Sanders don't play spades. That is only black people can tell the difference. But it's just a little difference. Though. Yeah, jumper wet as fuck, but he don't play no spades, dog. He just,
well, he's playing bridge, you know. Yeah.
Some shit we don't know how to play a hearts. People go, what the hell is a hearts?
He's playing gin. I played gin 1 year. It's fun.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Doesn't make you a bad white person for not knowing how to play spades, but just some
gin
people,
rummy.
Give off that. Travis Kelce could play spades.
Yes.
That's not even a question.
Yeah, certain people just give off that vibe. Tina Marie.
You can't mention people like Travis Kelce and things like the white dude from not from Empire. What's the other one?
Tommy from motherfucking
Tommy. Yeah, yeah.
Joseph
Sikora.
But see, you know, but hold up. I feel like Tommy the character plays spades. I'm not sure Tommy, the man, the actor, plays spades.
He does.
Oh, he's a Kappa? Oh, then he plays spades. Yeah. Oh, it's not close.
I saw him. He was dapping up one of his frat brothers on a sports show. He went on to talk about the character.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, oh, this is not just a character for you. This is like real. That's not your character's hairstyle. That's yours.
Okay.
Joseph Sikora, he's down, man.
Michael Rappaport can play spades. We will not let him play spades.
No, because
you don't want to hear him talk.
He's going to say nigga.
He's going
to
say something. Oh. He's going to say something.
So? Yo, yeah, him and Quentin Tarantino both. They're going to say nigga.
Any of the white people that hang out with Sam Jackson, I don't trust. Because he a little too lenient.
But Sam Jackson will be there, though. They're not
allowed. Yeah, Sam could obviously play, but they a little too lenient with his white people, man. You got to rein that shit in, bro. Before you bring them around us. Quentin come in trying to explain to us how to say nigga and shit. No. All right, last thing, guys. Do some sword ratchetness, and then we're gonna wrap this bad boy up. It's been a fun show.
It has.
Hate to see it go.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember that.
That's always been there.
Yeah, it just what happens is Randolph normally gives up about 10 seconds into the clip and start talking, and then he misses that part. But that's the first
what it is.
Yeah, that's the first time he let it play all the way through. I was waiting for it too. I was like, here you go. Okay. Right. Sword wielding man shot by humble officer. Humble, Texas, the location, not his state of being.
Oh, okay.
A man was shot by a police officer Thursday night in Humble after charging at them with a sword. The shooting was reported at 9:30 p.m. According to Humble Police, the authorities were called to the home after someone reported that they were suffering from chest pains. Police said they were, that's when rescue crews arrived. A man chased them with a sword. Police said officers arrived and saw the man waving a sword. Police said officers ordered the man to drop the weapon and tried to use a taser to subdue him when he refused. Yo, do these sword people have superpowers against tasers? They never go down from the taser.
PCP, dog.
It's like, so is that the intersection on the Venn diagram? Is PCP, sword ownership, superpowers? Don't go down for tasers. Like, how does that happen? So then, the man then charged at officers with the sword, and the officer shot him in the leg 3 times. Oh, just like Joe Biden asked, and the man didn't die. He was treated for non-life-threatening wounds. And that's it. We got him, guys. All right. So thank you guys for coming through, man. This is fun.
For kicking it with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell everybody where to find you, man. I know, Tim, you also have your own podcast as well.
I do. Read the Room on Podbean. Check it out, man.
All right.
And find me on IG, the Tim D. Miller.
What about y'all, fellas?
Well, three guys on the word three, threeguyson.com, three guys on podcast on everywhere else, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, three guys on Instagram. We never post on Instagram, but we're there. Three guys on. For me personally, Vintage Klein on Twitter, KLINE, and then just Andy Klein everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. My personal is Real Talk for You on Twitter, all words spelled out, ran together, Real Talk for You. Randolph Terrence on Instagram. You can see me work out or see videos of my daughter if you want. You know, get at me on Facebook. I post sometimes things I write. I'm off next week, so I think I'm going to try to post. Now, I'm putting this into the ether, so here we go. I'm going to try to post a video every day of me doing commentary on something because I'm off next week from work.
Okay.
I'm furloughed, so I got to – I'm just – I got to try to keep my chops up while I'm writing. So,
are you going to get unemployment for that week?
I don't want to go through the hassles of trying to do it because it's only 1 week. Didn't your wife already do hers?
She just did it last week. And someone she works with said, did you get that money? And she applied today.
She went ahead and got her money?
Yeah, they work for the same company, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, she didn't know she could get it. Her friend at work told her, you can get money for that furlough week because everyone's doing a rolling week of furlough.
Yeah,
so
apply
for it.
Okay, tell her I'm gonna email her and I'm gonna ask her.
She just applied like
pretty
today.
Smart. Yeah,
or yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it, and my wife was like, "It's 1 week, don't worry about it." But
get that money.
Yeah, you put it
money,
fine.
Yeah. Put it into the system, bro.
You earned it.
I don't care if you gotta just get some Nikes or some shit. Just get the fucking
money. Yeah, get that money.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna do it now. Yeah, so check me out on Facebook and Instagram. I'm gonna post some videos. I'm gonna try to do one today.
He's gonna have new Nikes on, y'all. Check them out.
Yeah, I have some new Nikes on this
morning. And go ahead. And
I'm gonna get Nikes from my wife. Yeah. Then.
Can I
she
borrow?
She owes me now.
Can I borrow?
She bought you a car. Hush.
Yeah. Andy got got that. Buy me a car, dick over there. Okay. Hey, that buy me a car.
That's
dick
two
energy.
Cars in a row she bought me. So
yeah, you can talk all that. You talk all that shit if we want to.
Right.
Nobody bought us cars.
Right. That's a humble brag, okay?
That right there is.
That's right below. I watched this TV show on TV1 called For My Man. It's a documentary of women fucking up their life over some dude going to prison.
As hell.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You all should be watching it. It's the best fucking show on TV. But Buy Me a Car Dick is one notch below For My Man Dick, okay? like they be going to prison for them dudes, but that's close. Randolph, also, you write for Get Up DC, right?
Yes. Get Up DC on, and I do post. I post things and I write on my Facebook feed. You'll see I write for Reese Waters, the show. Reese is the host. I write for the show. I write social commentary and jokes. I write those too. So
there you go, guys. And if you're looking for more of us, Friday night we're gonna be on Black Drunk History. Drunk Black History, I think.
Drunk Black History. I just did an interview with them, Cass. I posted today on our site.
There you go. So it's all just blackness synergy, Juneteenth action coming up. And then we're also going to be hopping on with T with Queen and Jay on their Juneteenth turn up late. So we're going to be drunk anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll be on that.
We're gonna be busy
Friday night.
And tomorrow's no show. We're recording Balls Deep with Justin. Mm-hmm. And I think Friday we're doing a Nerd Off.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, y'all. We'll talk to you guys later. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.